It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I want to start today with an email. This is from a listener of mine that evidently pays pretty close attention to the media world in general. And it's a legitimate question from Ryan, who says, Lee, I know you used to work over there. And I've heard a lot of rumors about another huge reduction in force over there. Is it true? Yes, it is true. And I saw it coming. They always do this right before the beginning of another quarter. And third quarter is about to start next week. So they want to start third quarter with a clean spreadsheet, number one. Number two, I've never seen a market leader give up on its own industry so fast. Do you know what Walmart did when it realized it was losing market share to smaller regional neighborhood grocery stores? They didn't decide, let's go all in on online shopping. Even though they offer online shopping, and they offer robo-shopping, and a lot of people take them up on it, and they love it. They didn't go all in on it. What they did was build smaller versions of themselves in the neighborhoods to become the Walmart neighborhood markets. Now, the moral of the story is, when Walmart saw a challenge to their own industry, they didn't buckle. They didn't try to, well, we're just going to change the rules of the game to where we're not going to even play by those rules anymore. They competed, and they are winning. Because, yeah, they're providing an online platform, but that's not the only place where you can partake of Walmart products. I'm just using that as an example. But it is an example of good marketing and good corporate policy that hasn't forgotten what brought you to the dance in the first place. And that was authenticity. The authenticity of the buying experience. Yeah, people like to buy online. I'm one of them. I love buying online. You know what I hate buying online? Things that you really need to hold and see. Groceries is one of them. I want to look at that expiration date. I want to look at the condition of that can and make sure there aren't any dents in it. I want to look at the cheese in that wrapper and see if it's all sticking together or what. I want to see the condition of those mushrooms and look at how red the meat is or the bacon is in that wrapper. Okay? I want an authentic buying experience. So I enjoy going into the grocery store and buying things. And I enjoy going into local grocery stores because they offer local flavor. They offer certain barbecue sauces that I can't get anywhere else. They offer certain other amenities that I can't get anywhere else. Walmart hasn't forgotten that. All of the media companies except the one you are listening to have forgotten that. They have forgotten that the reason people are listening to the radio is for an authentic local experience. I remember when I first was schooled on this kind of philosophy. I was just starting out in the business, and we had a consultant come to town, and we were a small town radio station, and we were all worried about how the big guys in the big town next door were going to kick our ass. And in many ways, they did. And the consultant said, you know how they're not going to kick your ass? They're not going to kick your ass because you still go and shake the hands of the people who are listening to you. You still show up at their places of business and buy things from them. You're still their next door neighbor. Be the number one local radio station. And that's what we have pledged to do here at Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. And so, whereas I pray for and feel sorry for my brethren, many of whom I worked with for a very long period of time who are out of work today, I too hung on to that horse as long as I could ride it, it's time to let go and set yourself free. and get back into the business to do what you were supposed to do, and that is be here for the local community. That's what your broadcast license says. You are primarily to do serve the community to which you are licensed to broadcast. So, Ryan, I hope that answers your question on Freedom 96.9 without giving away too much information. I am Lee Matthews. We'll start it there. Some highlights real quick. Here we go. How do you pay for a new jail? Sales taxes. Are you willing? Turns out Gettner Drummond cannot insert himself into any lawsuit he sees fit. More conversation about data centers in Piedmont, but once again they put him off. What does that mean for you and me? More arrests made in the Lake Arcadia shooting. Trump gave the rhinos in the Senate a dose of their own medicine today, and evidently they didn't like it. Your thoughts on that? And what do you know? You pay the good teachers more than you pay the bad teachers, and your school gets better. Happening in Mississippi, Alabama, now Arkansas? Will Oklahoma take that lesson? All coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And Lee Matthews, you can join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9. Liberty Fest 2026 officially kicking off tomorrow, and that'll be with the concert in the park. I'll be there live. Preview of that coming up later in the program on Freedom 96.9. Okay, I think that sets the scenes pretty good. You are caller number one. No, I don't have a prize for you, but what's your name?
I'm Richard the Bear Guy again.
Hello, Richard. Good to hear from you. And you are in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, I'm in Oklahoma City getting ready to go to work here. I just listened to that deal on Walmart. Mm-hmm. He's talking about, you know, my dad, he worked at Evans Home and Furnishings for retired. He's like 45 years. And they said Sam's favorite store, the old one there in Purcell, he loved that store the most, they said. Mm-hmm. And so my dad was walking in there and says, help wanted. The guy says, you want to go to work? He laughed about it. He got home. You know, he was retired. He goes, you know what? Mom said, go ahead. He went to work for about 6 more years.
But, yeah.
he was, they gave him the hardware, the paint department.
Yeah.
And he saw an old fella walking around with his back to him that didn't know what he looked like. He didn't know what he was looking for.
Yeah.
And he says, excuse me, sir, can I have, welcome to Walmart. Can I help you? And it was Sam Walton.
Ah!
You should do exactly what you're supposed to do.
Ah!
and, if you didn't, he would do that. And if you didn't walk up to him, you know, he acted like, oh, I don't know what I'm looking for. And ask him that, he would call a meeting.
Wow.
That stuff.
Yeah. But from what I understand, he would carry around a little pocket cassette recorder. Hey, I'm just I just talked to a so-and-so in Arkansas. He had a pretty good idea. Why don't we do this, this, and this? And he would take it home, and he would mull it over. And sometimes he'd implement it, and sometimes he wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, good businessman. He also had a dog. He had like a 67 brown Chevy truck with it, and he had a dog. I think his name was Old Roy, the dog food.
Yep.
Or something, you know, but they said that was his favorite store there, and he was just a heck of a good dad. Said he talked to him, and he's just like a regular guy, like Bob Moore. I used to talk with him. I used to plumbing work for him, and he'd sit out there and talk, drink a Coke with him. He's a billionaire, only, you know. good guy.
You know who else? You know who else was like that? John Tyson of Tyson Foods.
Oh yeah.
Tyson Chicken. I went to a church in Northwest Arkansas. And we had a covered dish luncheon afterwards, and I'm sitting there talking to a guy, and he's got a golf shirt on and khaki pants. Yeah. He's a little older than me. I didn't think anything of it. And we're having a good old time talking about music because he liked music, and he knew I was in radio, and we have a blah, 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 blah. And he's, well, sure was nice talking to you. I know I'll see you around church. Yep, you too. See you later. And the preacher comes over and said, you know who you're just talking to? That's John Tyson, the CEO of Tyson Foods. I said, no, I didn't know that. But And he said, you know what he appreciates? He appreciates genuine conversation. He appreciates it when people don't know who he is.
Yeah, sure, they'll talk with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, back then, you know, a long time ago, when all the furniture stores were on Reno Street in the 60s.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Mr. Evans.
I don't remember that, but I've seen pictures. And I say to myself, that started probably when Oklahoma downtown started.
Oh, yeah. Championship of Jude and Jody and Mathis Brothers and Evans.
Because you had to be near the train depot so you could get your shipment in. Yeah.
Yeah. But one day, Jude and Jody's furniture store burnt, their warehouse burnt, and they're sitting there crying, you know, and Mr. Evans walked up and says, "What's the matter, son?" He goes, "Well, I just lost everything I had." He says, "I'll tell you what, you go to my warehouse and make your deliveries up there until you can get yours rebuilt."
Yeah. To a competitor. To a competitor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
It's good people. It's good business. And, you know, that's one of the things. That's the Oklahoma standard, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Where in normal circumstances, and I've worked in these normal circumstances, that kind of relationship would be set up almost like you're in a separate gang. And,
yeah.
and that
yeah.
that competitor must not only fail, they must die. And as
yeah.
they're being
yeah.
lowered into the ground, I'm going to be there to hawk twa on their casket.
Yeah, you remember Ho-Ho the Clown?
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad, I was up there at the store. He was a general sales manager. He goes, "You want to meet Ho-Ho?" And I said, "Yeah." And he took me up to him, and I said, "You ain't Ho-Ho." He didn't know his clown. He said, "I'm going to say your name." And I told everybody at school, and Greg's like, "Ho-Ho's going to say my name." "You don't know." The next day, they was like, "You really do know him."
Yeah, I know him. Yeah.
But you know, they had a deal on Channel 13 about the old days, and it showed Ho-Ho and Poke, you know, the guy
yeah.
was Poke, you know. Oh, that was neat. Cannonball McCoy and Willard. And all
I knew about all of those. I wasn't living here at the time. And then, you know, I would listen to Danny Williams when I'd come to town.
Oh, yeah.
And he was doing mornings, and then I realized somebody later told me, yeah, he used to do a children's show. He did all kinds of things for children's shows. And, they set up a display at the History Museum, and so that's where I got to see some of that old video.
Yeah. But anyway, I better get off here. I know somebody's going to call you in about Ho-Ho and Foreman Scott.
Yeah, yeah. No, I worked with a guy, and his mother worked on – his mother was a seamstress, and she worked in some capacity sewing the costumes. So she would sew all the costumes for Ho-Ho and all the characters on Ho-Ho. And then was it Peppy? The puppet was Peppy?
Pokey.
All right. Well, his mother sewed the outfit for Pokey.
Yeah, he said there's like 35 of them.
Yeah.
That he made.
And she sewed all of those. So,
oh, yeah.
And I think he had pictures of each and every one. It was, I didn't know what to think. I didn't know whether to be impressed or horrified that this guy had pictures that his mother had made of all of Ho-Ho's, not Ho-Ho's costumes, but Ho-Ho's puppets costumes.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was a good day. You know, there's like hot dog stands and hamburger stands individually owned. They were the best food you could eat, you know, dollar and a half, you know, or less.
Yeah.
So, those are the good days. Those are all gone now.
They are. We got food trucks now, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You bet. Yeah. Beer trucks and all that. Hey, man, I better go. Hey, you have yourself a great evening.
You too.
And, God bless you.
All righty. I'll be live on location tomorrow at the big concert on the park and concert in the park. And that's going to be on the campus of UCO. And let me get the name right. Mitchell Hall Lawn, UCO. I'll be broadcasting. They'll have the big concert in the park. That's the very first official item on the agenda of Liberty Fest 2026 on Freedom 96.9. So join me for that tomorrow on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive. Lovely wife and I were at dinner the other day, and she was like, "What? What?" I saw her looking for something across the booth. I said, "What are you looking for?" "Well, they were here a minute ago. Where did I put them?" I said, "What, darling? What?" She said, "My glasses." I said, "They're on your face." Oh. Couple at the next table was chuckling at us. They were a little older than we were. Getting old is a terrible thing, and it shouldn't be any harder than it already is. It ain't for sissies, as they say. And I'm Lee Matthews. But don't think of it as getting old. Think of it as getting well-preserved. And if you're getting a lot of phone calls for Medicare or texts or emails, well, then they know that you were born in 1961, and you are well-preserved. That's why you need to call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group to make sure you walk through this process with someone who knows what they're doing. That would be Eunice Corey and her entire staff at Well Preserve. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. They'll be there to walk you through the whole thing. Put together a plan that'll work for you. Call the team at the Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
The New Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos track machine or the Bad Boy mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shield.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failer.
They were banking on $120, $130 a barrel. They were actively rooting for that type of financial catastrophe heading into the midterms so you'd hold it against President Trump and ultimately vote for them. That's been the Democrats' sell all along. That's all they do is go, we're not Trump. That is the good news. Today's one of those days where the good news for the Democrats is they're not Trump. The bad news is they're not Trump.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
So you see how they all have to depend on people making and creating things in order for it to survive. It must be weird to hate nice things because people you hate like the nice things. If Trump said, I love food, would these idiots starve themselves to death?
Well, there are some rhinos that I think are trying to do just that, but Trump gave them lunch today and went up and gave them a taste of their own medicine. Okay, you're going to hold up my Save America Act? How about I save up your Housing Act that was supposed to be signed earlier today? At the last minute, he said, you know what? I'm not going to sign this. In fact, I'm going to go up to Capitol Hill. I'm going to talk to those rhinos, and I'm going to give them a dose of their own medicine. Guess what? No Save America Act, you don't get your Housing Act. Get it together. Make a deal. And he basically walked out. He didn't say those words, but I think that's basically what it was. It was the coach at halftime saying, you guys are playing like absolute crap. Get your stuff together and get back out there on the field and do what you're supposed to be doing. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Rowdy is in Shawnee. Rowdy, we had a fan of yours call yesterday. They had just been to one of the casinos you frequent, and they said you must have just been there because they didn't win much, and you must have cleaned them all out.
I'm out paying my restitution, my reparations today.
Okay.
So And as for Trump and the rhinos, you know, don't negotiate with a negotiator, man. Trump is a master negotiator.
Oh, they think, well, we're the separate branch of government, and we'll just do what we want.
Yeah. Well, yeah? Not with him. He calls BS where there's BS. And you talk about a load of BS coming out of those rhinos.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. A rhino... I can't, as a Democrat that pretends to be a Republican, I just can't deal with that. But, you know, I was out getting in and out of the car, like I say, playing my reparations, and I heard you say something about broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And if I touched on this before, I knew you talked about Ho-Ho and Mr. Green Jeans and maybe Pokey.
Yeah.
Do you remember Foreman Scotty?
Oh, yeah.
Because you weren't here. But one of the things I was going to touch on, you know, is all how the radio station is getting taken over and everything. WKY, which was out in the early 20s, mm-hmm. they was one of the first stations here. They even owned part of the TV station and everything else. And in about 2006, something like that, they all of a sudden started playing Spanish music. It was a Spanish station.
Now, I don't know what you know why. Right, you know why their call letters start with W rather than K? They applied for and got a license for that radio station before the FCC made that rule that everything east of the Mississippi was going to be W and everything west of the Mississippi was going to be K. Well, the Gaylords had already owned that frequency and were already using that frequency to promote country music and all the other things that the Gaylords had vested in. So they got to keep those call letters even though it was west of the Mississippi.
Did not know that. I know, you know, the radio WKY TV has changed call letters and stuff.
Yeah.
But I know that, like I said, it was the early 20s. That was one of the stations you listened to, that in Coma. You know, because again, you're not from here, so you may not have heard a lot of these stations.
Oh, no, I did, because I would come up, you know, visiting my grandparents, and I was a radio geek, so I was always scanning the dial. Always listening. I loved driving through small towns like Ada. And I would listen to KADA down in Hugo, KHUG, I think, or UGO, something like that. Anyway, I'd love listening to small town radio stations because that's how you knew what was going on in town.
I because like now it's all satellite radio and stuff like that you don't hear. I don't even get a lot of the local TV stations.
No. And you listen to one, it sounds just like the other. You watch one, and it looks exactly just like the other. Yes.
I forgot the name of it, but if I get it, I'll mail it to you. But it's a app that you put on your phone, and when you're driving, it actually finds the GPS and finds the location. It plays the local stations in that area for you.
Good. I like it.
Something like
I love
Dream1.com or something like that. I'll have to find it and send it
sure.
to you. Sure. Yeah, I was just talking about that because I don't know what you're talking about. I caught the last part of what you would explain.
I drive through eastern Oklahoma, and if you're listening to AM radio, you're going to hear entire radio shows in Cherokee language. I mean, that's great.
Really?
That's solid gold stuff. I love that stuff. Yeah.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things. You know, Oklahoma is a vacation state, and there's so much stuff we take for granted here in Oklahoma. You know, I live right off of Route 66, right in that area, and I've driven by some stuff. And you know, the guy in Tulsa is the one that named Route 66, found all the designs, and was one of the main guys up there. And I drove Route 66, and driving it before they changed the signs. And you pass up stuff, and you go, "Well, yeah, that's Pops, big deal." You know,
yeah.
Then you have people. I'll meet people from Australia and stuff like that, and they'll come by there and they go, "My gosh, I can't believe all this stuff here." And like my little restaurant, Tammy's Roundup, she's been in some of the Oklahoma publications, you know.
Sure.
And so, there's a lot of stuff. If you just turn, that's why when people say, "Do you travel for vacation?" I don't travel for vacation. There's so much vacation in my backyard.
Yep.
No need to travel.
Staycations are great. Staycations are great, and you don't have to travel very far, and they're not expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to touch on about WK Radio. I don't know why they changed to Spanish, but all of a sudden overnight, you know.
Yep.
With Spanish radio.
They gave up. They gave up on AM radio, just like this other company I was talking about gave up on the.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Warner. The Los Angeles fire that's been burning for a week in the Boyle Heights area might be out by Friday.
That's according to Los Angeles firefighters. Lineage Logistics believes that their cold storage facility started burning when a third-party company was doing work on a massive set of rooftop solar panels. However, the exact cause of the fire remains under investigation. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Meta has paused an internal artificial intelligence training program after reports that sensitive employee data was unintentionally exposed across parts of the company. According to reporting from Business Insider, the program tracked employee activity to improve AI systems, but was found to have made private information, including internal communications and performance-related data, more widely accessible than intended. A Meta spokesperson says the company has suspended the initiative while an investigation is underway. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
You know, I had a client, a good, hardworking guy whose roof was torn up after a storm. He did everything right. He filed the claim and then he waited patiently. Weeks turned into months. And the insurance company kept saying, we're reviewing it. We're evaluating it. We just need a little more inspection. What they were really doing was hoping he'd give up. By the time he came to me, he was frustrated, tired, and honestly, he was starting to doubt himself. Here's the truth. Delay is a strategy. The longer they drag it out, the more likely you are to settle cheap or just walk away altogether. We stepped in and we pushed back. And suddenly, it's funny how this works, the same claim they'd been reviewing for months, well, it got resolved. If your claim feels like it's stuck in neutral, it's probably not an accident. It's a tactic. Don't let them run the clock out on you. I'm Noble McIntyre. And if you've been hurt or your claim's been delayed, call me at 777-7000. We'll make sure they play fair.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A deadly crash closed the intersection of U.S. 177 and Singh Road in Pottawatomie County. Troopers responded to the scene just north of Pearson, with authorities confirming at least one person was killed in the incident. No names have been released, and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. Well, a new study finds that Oklahoma ranks 8th nationally in tornadoes so far in 2026. That includes 49 confirmed twisters reported statewide this year. Weather experts say unusually warm spring conditions help drive increased tornadic activity across the Midwest and Southeast. Oklahoma's numbers remain lower than several neighboring states. Additional severe weather on the way could push tornado counts higher yet this season. OSU Extension is offering summer camps for students in grades 3 through 8 next month. The County Fair Project Camp will feature activities such as pottery, canning, and much more. Camp Cloverleaf elsewhere will focus on 4-H, STEM activities, wildlife, and leadership skills. Both programs will be held at the OSU Extension Conference Center in Oklahoma City with a cost of $50 that includes lunch. Registration is required. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2.8 Freedom C's to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park, and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Turns out Gettner Drummond can't insert himself into any lawsuit he sees fit. I'll tell you why as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and high humidity with a powerful thunderstorm, which may bring hail and strong winds. The low will be around 70. Tomorrow will become windier and remain humid with intervals of sunshine, but watch out for a heavy gusty thunderstorm in the afternoon. This storm could bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail and flooding downpours. Temperatures will reach a high of 94. Tomorrow night, anticipate a gusty thunderstorm in the evening, followed by cloudy windy conditions with high humidity. The low will be about 72. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Who knew that the solution to transatlantic relations was barbecue and free refills? Just wait until we start taking them to gun ranges.
And he's right, too. Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Knocking my hat off. There, now it's fixed. On Freedom 96.9. So here we go. How do you pay for a new jail? Sales taxes. They're coming up. At least the county commission has talked about it today. A little later on, the Rhinos got a dose of their own medicine earlier today in Washington, D.C., and evidently they didn't like it. I've got that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Howard is in Watonga. Thank you for hanging on, Howard.
Other than Liberty Lee at Liberty Fest tomorrow. That's
going to
be great.
It is. I'll be all over the lawn. It'll be Mitchell Hall on the lawn at Mitchell Hall at UCO.
Excellent. That's where my daughter went there.
Ah, good.
So, you know, President Trump, we're not going to, you know, he's like Haley's Comet, you know, he comes around, you know, mm-hmm. This is a once in a lifetime showing here. And what I'm fearing is that we're losing the momentum of getting rid of the rhinos and getting rid of these socialist Marxist Democrats because they're having a tendency to go back to their old ways. Look how they're fighting him. You know, he got that housing bill nixed today. He nixed the housing bill.
Well, I don't know that he nixed it, but he's got 10 days to sign it, and he's not going to sign it. Until they vote on his Save America Act. Now, if he chooses to do nothing on it, table it, it'll automatically kick in. He can veto it if he wants to, though, and he will.
Sure, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, what about this Thune guy? Are they going to get rid of Thune? I mean, he's the guy. Isn't he the guy that's kind of the rhino that's holding everything up and he can't find what?
Let me see.
Thune. He can't find five votes to get us the Save America Act?
Well, it's down to five. Let's see. The five are Thune, Lisa Murkowski out of Alaska. I don't know if you'll ever get her.
Oh, so Thune doesn't want to vote for it?
Collins of Maine. The Turtle, Mitch McConnell out of Kentucky, and then Tom Tillis of North Carolina. Earlier today in the lunch, evidently Senator Cassidy from Louisiana, not a fan of Trump and has not voted for Trump on a couple of things, got into a bit of a spat with him, which he lost, by the way. And he really had no bargaining power to argue with the president on anything because he has lost his Senate seat. He's done. Cassidy's done. He lost his primary. Trump knows that and basically said as much. I don't see where you're coming from. You don't have anything. And Cassidy's trying to say, well, if I had more of a guarantee of what you're going to do with all this power, blah, 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 blah. And Trump was like, you don't need to know. You're not even going to be here.
This is about fair and honest elections. That about people, you know, we have to check. They have to check our IDs for everything. Are you kidding me? They don't want to be able to check our IDs on one of the most powerful votes. That's one of the most powerful things a citizen of the United States has is their vote.
Yeah,
and they want to water it down. They want anybody and their mother to get a mail-in ballot so that they could basically obfuscate and they can trump up. There you go. Now they can mess up those mail-in ballots because they can make, they can be proxies for other people and they can fill those out and send those in and they can be counted. And California is absolutely ridiculous. We know that Karen Bass did not win that election. The reason why they do that in California, where it takes them weeks or months to finish, because there's shenanigans going on in the background with the election process.
Well, and that's why these communists have won in New York. I got I got a lot of emails today about that. Lee, what do you think about those communists who won for the City Council of New York, and one of them won the primary for state representative in New York? And I said, well, that's New York. You can ballot harvest. You can election influence all you want.
Yeah, and every dirty trick, every dirty voting trick under the sun can be practiced in the deep blue states because they really don't care about election integrity.
And damn it, New York deserves what it gets. I don't care if New York plunges into radical Islamism. I don't care.
You know, you know, the thing is it's, they're going to be plunged into 100 years of darkness.
Yeah.
Because
let them be dug. They're going to go bankrupt, and they're going to come begging the United States government for a bailout, for which I hope we don't give it to them. I hope,
and, if we can,
I hope it's Gerald Ford's reaction. Gerald Ford stood before the press corps, and one of the first things he did when he became president, they were asking for a bailout of the state of New York City because they had done such a crappy job of running themselves. And he crossed his arms and he looked at the press and he said, "Who in this room thinks I should bail out New York City?" And it was silence, and not one hand went up. And everybody started laughing.
By the way, hey, Lee, there's just another little... By the way, that's an excellent point.
Yeah.
In, let me get... And also, here's another lesson, you leftist, socialist, Marxist commies that want to have centralized control of everything. In the state of California, many, many cities went bankrupt. They have something called... out here, they have OPERS. Mm-hmm. California, they have CalPERS, okay? Well, the city of Vallejo, I'll give you an example. The city of Vallejo went bankrupt. Half of the pension was paid by the city of Vallejo. The other half was paid by the state of California. They had unfunded liabilities for their pension liabilities. And how did the city get out? They went bankrupt.
Yeah.
So if you were getting $1,000 a month for your pension, it got cut to $500 a month because the city wasn't paying their portion anymore. So and that's good. And you're right. New York's going to go bankrupt. And they're not going to be able to give.
Just today. The builder, Blackwell, that builds apartment complexes all across inner cities.
Yes.
All of their workers got up and left because Blackwell said, "We're leaving this city. We cannot function in this city. They expect us to build these apartment complexes for nothing and then wait up to 6 years before we get paid. No deal. We're
no
out.
Deal, man.
Yeah.
It's just like the Obama monstrosity of the upside down refrigerator that looks like a broken down treehouse. These were minority contractors. They're not going to get a cent.
No,
they're not going to get paid for any of that work. And, and by the way, many of them are
forget
ruined.
30 days, forget 60 days, forget 90 days, and forget 120 days, which is generally a billing cycle. 120 days, and that's what these guys are used to, but it's going to go beyond that.
And what you pointed out before, that is the type of corruption that you see in a communist system.
Uh-huh.
That they have centralized control. They don't know what the hell they're doing. I mean, they starved 25 million Ukrainians alone to death on bad agricultural policy because they thought, oh, you know, we'll plant this crop, you know, and let's see how that goes. And, you know, a whole bunch of people starved to death. Yeah. That's the kind of horrible management centralized tactics that they want to bring.
We got all these birds. Oh, these birds are eating all the crops. Oh, okay, well, let's kill all the birds. Okay, we'll pay people to bring in dead birds. And so the farmers started bringing in dead birds and netting these birds and killing them. And don't you know, the next season, here came the grasshoppers, because there wasn't nothing to eat the grasshoppers. Yeah, so.
It is. It's one calamity. It's one comedy of error after another. Absolutely. There's no question about it. Now, keep it up, Lee. Keep up the good work. we still got a lot more to go, but I appreciate everything you do.
Howard in Watonga, thank you for the call on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. Oklahoma County Commissioners took up the proposed new half-cent sales tax earlier today that is promoted as an investment in public safety, even as the county documents show that most of the money would go towards the county's new jail. The proposal from Interim Commissioner Paul Foster called for a half-cent sales tax starting September 1 of this year with no date to end it. The stated purpose was to fund public safety improvements within the county. Yeah, they love those kinds of general statements. A breakdown of the proposal showed 78% of the revenue would go to the jail project. It includes 45% for new jail construction, another 33% for maintenance and operations of the county detention center and the behavioral care center, in addition to the existing general fund support. The remaining allocations listed in the proposal include 14% for road and bridge projects, 3% for the sheriff, 2.5% for the diversion programs, juvenile detention, fire districts, and EMS would each get 1%, 0.5% going to emergency operations. Brian Mon, who represents District 2, said he wants additional safeguards built into the proposal, saying that it needs citizen oversight. I should say so. He also noted limits on what county employees can do once the measure advances. The jail project's been described as an $800 million Oklahoma County jail, with this script also noting it's short $500 million and the projected cost of $316 million. Questions remain about who what would happen to the 45% construction portion of the new unlimited sales tax once the jail is built. Well, we got to tear down the old jail, and maybe that's where we can put a new sheriff's office. At the same time, the legal dispute continues between the county and the sheriff and the jail trust over who just is responsible for transporting inmates. We could always let them hitchhike. 405-608-4, they do anyway. 405-608-4377. I see it on the highway. Beware hitchhikers. They could be escapees. That's out in El Reno, I know. Hey, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, it's Mark from Fairview.
Hello, Mark. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, I got a little question. I've heard, you know, on the Supreme Court, they made some of those decisions and stuff, and they were, I believe they were talking about the one where somebody had their house taken from them for back taxes or whatever, and it was sold at an auction,
mm-hmm.
and they were trying to sue, I guess, to get it was sold over what it was valued, so that they were trying to sue to get some of that back.
That was in Michigan, and it was from what I understand, the court case, it was a targeted tax dispute. They targeted this homeowner who had a house that was worth a certain amount, and then the county came in or the state came in and said, oh, no, it's worth this much, and therefore you owe this amount of taxes, and then started the foreclosure on him.
It was property tax that he was behind.
Basically, it was, yes.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I thought. It was just another example of, like, yeah, you don't own anything you think
you
own.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know the specifics of the deal. I don't know if it was an elderly man who had already paid for the property. I don't know if it was an elderly man who was already willingly paying his taxes, and then the taxes went up, and he said, wait a minute, no, this can't happen to me. I've already paid for this property. I don't know what it was, but evidently the Supreme Court agreed that it was targeted. It was on purpose. Now, was it the state? Was it the county? That I don't know.
Well, that was... You know, I didn't really understand it because it sounded like the Supreme Court sided with, you know,
the property owner.
The way I understood it, they sided with the city, but it was going back down to lower court. I guess they said the lower courts had some stuff that they had to
clean
up on it.
Okay, maybe so. I didn't see that. I thought at the end of the day, the property owner won because they didn't have to give up their home.
I don't know. That was what I'd heard that they had lost it. So that's why I was kind of confused about this. But it just, like I said, this whole property tax thing is just what irritates me to no end. You know, that you pay for the property, you pay for your house, all of that. And then it's like, if you don't pay your property tax, the government can come in and take it. And it's like, so we really don't own.
I agree. And again, I don't know all of the this was in Michigan. I don't know if this was lakefront property that was, you know, skyrocketing in value. I don't know. I really don't know, because that happens too. OK, Grandma and Grandpa built their nice house on the waterfront at a certain amount of tax relief and a certain amount of value in the 1950s. And they lived out their life in that property, okay? And so then they die, and they leave it to their children, and their children use it as a weekend house, and all of a sudden the children can't afford the property taxes on it because it's gone up so much in value, so they're forced to sell it or have it foreclosed. In this case, I believe the issue was a foreclosure. It wasn't a sell or else, but I thought it was a foreclosure on purpose. It was the state or the county on purpose trying to foreclose on this family so that they could use the property for something else that they could not get through eminent domain.
Yeah, and that was the thing. I never did hear, you know, that part of all.
Neither did I.
You know what the Supreme Court had the judgment that they had rendered, and I thought, okay, for back taxes, and that first thought that went through my mind, property taxes.
Yeah, and that's why the new governor. The one I'm going to vote for is going to be the one that at least has that on their radar. And right now, Mazie does. We don't have to eliminate property taxes. I get it. I get they're doing great things for our state. I get they're doing great things for our community college. I don't want to take that away, but I just believe it's unconstitutional after you've paid for your property.
I don't think it should be about, I don't think it should be assessed on the value of your house or your property or anything else. I think it should just be like a flat tax.
Maybe.
If they're going to do it, it's just like, okay, everybody that owns property, you pay this amount.
Period. I don't have a problem with that, but still,
at least they can set a budget.
Yeah, but again, once you've paid for the property, it is yours. The government should no longer be taxing you for that property. Sorry. And the argument is, well, you're still, if the taxes go to pay for roads, which in Oklahoma it doesn't, and the taxes go for junior colleges, which it does, and that makes it a better community if you have a better educated community. And I agree, but I've already paid my share of that. It's time for somebody else who's just bought a new house because, you know, you're having urban growth everywhere. You want to see urban growth everywhere. Therefore, that tax base is not going away. It's going to stay. And my measly little share of that I've already paid isn't going to make a damn bit of difference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think it ought to be that once you reach a certain age, like if you reach, well, let's just say 67, because I'm getting close to it.
Fine.
Or somewhere in there.
Either if you've been good with your money and you've paid for your property, and maybe you are only 52, fine. You should be rewarded for being good with your money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like no matter what you do, you get punished for it. If you're, if you do the right thing, you take care, you do all the things you're supposed to do, you get punished for it. If you go the opposite direction, it's like, well, they made a mistake. Maybe we could cut them a break.
Yeah.
Really?
Or lower it to a ridiculous amount. Okay?
Well,
like
I'm
$10 an acre.
If you lowered property taxes, they always talk about wanting people to move in. Okay?
Yeah.
If you've got lower property taxes, most people, when they're looking to buy a house, they're looking, okay, what are my property taxes going to be here? Well, if they know I'm going to be paying the same as everybody else, it's like, okay, I'll move in here.
I mean,
at least set a budget so that they can fund, they know what they're going to have to work with all of the places it's going to go. You can say, okay, we're going to put this much here, 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 and here. And then if you don't have enough, it's like, now, okay, you need to figure out, did you screw up on your spending? You know, or are you spending something you shouldn't be spending?
Some people, honestly, they never plan on paying anything off. So they're always going to be financing something. So they, therefore, will always pay the property taxes on it. Okay, I get that. I get that. If you don't want to own the property, you should still be paying the property taxes on it. But I've lived in 5 states, and the one with the least property taxes was Louisiana. And if you owned an acre of country land in Louisiana, you may be paid $120, $130 in taxes a year in property taxes. Now, they had higher other taxes. They had gas taxes. They had higher sales taxes. And they had income taxes and corporate income taxes. So it all comes out in the wash. But I thought it was more constitutional to not have to pay property taxes or at least pay a low amount of property taxes.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. I mean, like I said, especially like with this case here, if it was an older couple, had been there for a long time,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden they come in there and they go, oh, you know, we're going to turn this into this. The property values have doubled. Now your property tax is going to go up. And it's like, how many people that have retired? You know, there's some yeah. people, like you said, if they do the right thing, they've got the money set back. But it's like they shouldn't have to spend all the money that they put back over the years of working to pay taxes instead of being able to spend it on themselves and go yeah. do what they want to go do.
Yep. Thank you, Mark. Glad you're in Fairview and listening to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews and The Drive. Used to be when they built cars, they built them just to get around town because they knew most people were just, you know, driving within 40 miles of their own homestead. Then when Route 66 came along, for which we're about to celebrate the centennial, they finally realized, wow, we need to start building cars better that can make it, you know, coast to coast without any problems. And sure enough, that's what Chevrolet did. That's what Dodge did. That's what Ram, Jeep. That's what Chrysler started all doing. And all of those vehicles are available on Route 66 at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, a family-oriented business, while other businesses are succumbing to corporate policies. Ooh, remind me to tell you a story of something along those lines that is happening as we speak. Frontier Auto Group has been the trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they still do it the old-fashioned way. If you have a check engine light, they'll see what it's all about. Low tire pressure, weak battery, AC, just like the old days when you pull up to the car repairman and the first thing they would do is pop the hood and start checking the vitals. They do all of this at no charge, where others, yeah, to hitch that computer up, that's going to cost $500. Really? Frontier Auto Group. Their finance department is there to make sure your experience is the best ever. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are gonna love what you see.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmar SA 425 tractor package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brillbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your Thursday morning, Oklahoma County leaders talk about a sales tax to fund the jail, what they decided coming up, plus all of the news you may have missed while you were sleeping, and your calls and comments. It all happens on Thursday morning starting at 7 o'clock on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
You have people that hate Donald Trump so much that they would go out and destroy our national monuments, vandalize the Lincoln Memorial, vandalize the grass. That's how broken-brained they are.
And then Trump kind of turned the table on him earlier today when he said, okay, you're going to hold up the Save America Act just because you don't want me to have any successes. I'm going to hold up your Housing Act just so you don't have any...
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. An Oklahoma City police officer shot at an armed suspect Tuesday evening. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. New questions are being asked about GLP-1 weight loss drugs and their potential for being used as a performance-enhancing medication.
The weight loss drugs have become a popular health topic, but the focus on whether they can give an athlete a competitive edge stems from Serena Williams' official return to tennis after a four-year hiatus. The 23-time Grand Slam-winning superstar admitted to using a GLP-1 medication to get back in shape and drop over 30 pounds. Fitness expert Jillian Michaels and former pro tennis player Patrick McEnroe were asked to weigh in on the matter during an interview with Chris Cuomo, and both said they don't believe the medication will enhance performance. Michaels said that GLP-1s are not performance enhancers like stimulants or steroids. Rather, the benefits are likely from the halo effect of her weight loss. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Sleep experts say how long it takes you to fall asleep could reveal more about your health than you think.
Cleveland Clinic sleep specialist Michelle Dreerup PhysD explains how long falling asleep should take.
Generally about 10 to 20 minutes. Faster isn't necessarily better, because if they're falling asleep within, you know, a minute, it's maybe suggesting they're sleep deprived. They're not getting enough. They have some type of sleep issue.
Experts warn that taking too long can also point to insomnia or other sleep issues. Lifestyle habits and consistent sleep routines can help regulate it. Anthony Lucero, USA Radio News.
A jury will begin deliberations today as they consider the evidence in the deadly Southern California Palisades fire trial.
Closing arguments wrapped up yesterday at the federal courthouse in Los Angeles. Prosecutors say Jonathan Rinderknecht set a fire in Pacific Palisades on New Year's Eve a year and a half ago because he was angry with his life and with rich people. That fire was put out by the Los Angeles Fire Department, but it was rekindled days later when powerful winds ripped through Pacific Palisades. The 30-year-old insists that he did not start the fire. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are, or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
New Jersey Congress.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. An Oklahoma City police officer shot at an armed suspect Tuesday evening in Northwest Oklahoma City. Officers responding to a disturbance call near Northwest 10th and Rockwell encountered a man with a gun, and investigators say the suspect pointed the weapon at an officer, who then fired. Neither the officer nor the suspect was injured, and the suspect later surrendered before being taken into custody. The officer has been placed on routine leave during the investigation. Recent storms have kept tree service crews busy across the metro area, with reports of trees falling on homes, vehicles, and other property. Companies say calls have been pouring in from communities across the area. Experts are recommending regular tree maintenance to help prevent future storm damage, and also advise homeowners to use licensed and insured contractors for cleanup work. Thinkability's 7th annual ladybug release is planned for Friday in Duncan. Organizers will release 40,000 ladybugs into the community garden while offering family-friendly activities. The free event is designed to teach visitors about pollinators and gardening. The event runs from 7 to 8:30 at the community garden, and the public is invited. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
More conversation about a data center in Piedmont. Where did it take us? And what do you think? As The Drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and high humidity with a powerful thunderstorm, which may bring hail and strong winds. The low will be around 70. Tomorrow will become windier and remain humid with intervals of sunshine, but watch out for a heavy gusty thunderstorm in the afternoon. This storm could bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail and flooding downpours. Temperatures will reach a high of 94. Tomorrow night, anticipate a gusty thunderstorm in the evening, followed by cloudy, windy conditions with high humidity. The low will be about 72. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like Concert in the Park, Rodeo, Liberty Sprint, Car Show, Liberty Fest Parade hosted by Freedom 96.9, and the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So here we go. How would you pay for a new jail? Sales taxes seems to be the biggest idea. County Commission's talking about it. If they do decide to go forward with it, it will have to go to a vote of the people. Do you think it'll survive? Turns out Gettner Drummond can't insert himself into any lawsuit he sees fit. I'll get into that coming up. And no preliminary hearing for Richard Glossop. I'm Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Join in the conversation, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Tomorrow, I'm going to be live on location at the UCO Mitchell Hall lawn for the Concert in the Park. It's the big kickoff to all of the other festivities of Liberty Fest 2026. This year being particularly significant because of the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So that's coming up. Richard Glossop was back in court today. Glossop's attorneys were asking the court to undo an earlier decision that moved the case forward. Instead, they were asking for a new preliminary hearing to determine whether there was sufficient evidence to move forward with the new trial. The attorneys basically said the Supreme Court ordered a new trial, so there's going to be a new trial, and denied the preliminary hearing. At that hearing, I think the only thing that was going to come up would have been, is there enough evidence to go forward with a new trial? But the Supreme Court says there's going to be a new trial, so they will have a new trial. The case will immediately head to trial, from what I understand, starting September 28th, and it's expected to take about 2 weeks. This is a guy that's been on death row for 30 years for allegedly masterminding the killing of his boss. There's no doubt as to who did the killing and how he did it, because he confessed. But he confessed under the deal that if he fingered Richard Glossop as the mastermind, he would not get the death penalty, and Richard Glossop would. Now, Richard Glossop's been in the slammer on death row for 30 years. If you ask me, even if he did mastermind the whole thing to, I don't know, gain $30,000 that he could have already gained at any time, anywhere, it just didn't make any sense that he needed to kill the boss to steal that $30,000 that the boss was coming to get. It seems to me that he's done his time. I don't know that he needs to stay in jail. That's for the court to decide. But I don't think he needs death, definitely. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you were on the air.
Please, Dennis, your veteran. And
hello, Dennis. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, I think what Oklahoma County needs to do is just go ahead and fire that whole board, because obviously they don't know what they're doing.
Well, they're elected, so they can't be fired.
Recall them.
You're talking about the county commission?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they ain't doing their job good enough, because it's taking them forever to do this jail they're trying to get in Oklahoma County.
Yeah, I mean, let's review. If you don't live in Oklahoma County, you may not have been keeping track of it. The jail in Oklahoma City County is in its shambles, and it was built with all kinds of promises that never came through. It's a terrible design for a city jail and for a county jail, and it is a county jail. It's not on big enough land. It's too easy to sabotage. And so they've decided they need a new jail. They've got a design. And then they took the jail management away from the sheriff under the previous sheriff. They've created this jail board, of which are many of the county commissioners. So they're overseeing the jail board itself. There are still overlaps as to what position the sheriff plays and what position the jail trust plays. And then they decided they're going to build this jail and broke ground on it and started building it without having secured any of the funding, or at least most of the funding.
And then it skyrocketed in price.
Yeah. Oh, and then it skyrocketed. Yeah, of course, like it always does. Yeah. Now, the feds are going to give some. The state is going to give some, but it's still not enough. The county's got to come up with some money, and they don't know where they're going to get it. So they're talking about a half-cent sales tax.
Hey, Lee, we might be able to get a Buc-ee's easier than they can get a county jail.
We might.
All right, that's all I got for you.
All right, thanks for listening in. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio with Lee Matthews and The Drive. Would you pay the half-cent sales tax, or would you decide, yeah, I'm going to go somewhere else? This is the kind of thing I wonder about. That storm system that came through Monday night and into Tuesday. If the National Weather Service had known that the name derecho means to the right, would they have still named it that? I think they name it that because as you're looking at a map, it moves in a straight line to the right. Be that as it may, we had another one build up yesterday, and we're going to have them building up all this week. Storms that could do damage to your home, so keep this number handy, 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. Now, you and I are down on our knees thanking the good Lord Jesus that the storm systems we have not been as catastrophic as they could have been. Meanwhile, the insurance company's going, yeah, but they still did damage and they weren't as catastrophic, so we're not going to pay. At least some of them are doing that. That's why you need Scott McCullum and McRoof on your side. Rather than repeating past failures, they'll fortify your roof to better handle what Oklahoma weather can throw at you and then talk it over with the insurance company. So get your free inspection today and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663, mcroof.us, powered by Roof RX, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The New Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for a 60% chance of rain tonight, low of 71. 80% chance of rain tomorrow, high 88. Tomorrow night's low 69. Thursday, 60% chance of rain, high 88. Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 92. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 92. 87 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377. Are you willing to pay more sales taxes for a new jail? And according to the courts, it turns out Gettner Drummond cannot insert himself into any court cases he chooses. Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled that Attorney General Gettner Drummond cannot join a lawsuit against State Farm over a disputed hail damage insurance claim, saying his involvement would dramatically expand the scope of the case. The lawsuit was originally filed by Oklahoma owners Billy and Lacey Hirsch, who accused State Farm of mishandling their hail damage claim and acting in bad faith. The couple is seeking damages related to their insurance dispute. I'm not saying that the insurance companies are performing in bad faith, acting in bad faith. I'm not saying that they owe the Hearsts any more than they already do. But what I am saying is more and more and more of these larger, more reputable insurance companies are thinking twice about allowing you to have more than one claim in a certain amount of time on your homeowners. Oh, sure, they're there to fix your damage to your home, but they may only do it once every 2 years. If you try to make a claim twice in 1 year, they're liable to either significantly reduce the second claim or not pay it at all. Drummond later sought to intervene in the case, alleging broader misconduct by State Farm. His proposed claims included violations of Oklahoma consumer protection, racketeering, and deceptive trade practices, along with claims of civil conspiracy and unjust enrichment. Supreme Court ruled that adding those claims would transform a private dispute over a single insurance claim into a much larger statewide case focused on State Farm's business practices. Now, if this family had gone to the insurance commissioner and asked the insurance commissioner to see if the attorney general could look into this, that would be a different matter. But this was one of those cases Gettner Drummond heard about and decided to insert himself into, I believe, in order to get some free publicity, publicity he believed that would be favorable to him in running for governor. The court said Oklahoma law does not allow an intervening party to significantly expand the issues being litigated. The decision does not address whether Attorney General's allegations against State Farm are valid. Instead, the ruling focuses on whether those claims can be pursued or not. In a separate opinion, Justice James R. Winchester agreed with the outcome and argued the Attorney General did not have the legal right to intervene in because of the case. It was privately a dispute between homeowners. I believe the same precedent will exist in Gettner Drummond trying to insert himself into the aluminum smelting plant in Iona. The court suggests that if Attorney General wants to pursue broader allegations against State Farm, those claims should be filed in a separate lawsuit. Huh. That's what I said about the smelting plant as well. If he wants to stop the smelting plant, he needs to find some legal reason to do so or investigate to make sure that some legal precedent is not being violated. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
It's Trucker Ted, and I'm still alive.
Hello, Trucker Ted. It is so good to hear from you. It's been a while.
Yeah, I had a sabbatical, hurt my back just before the snowstorm in January.
Oh.
I've been off, and yeah, off with sciatica problems.
Oh, I've had those. That's a pain in the... Well, you know.
I'm thinking about going and seeing that new advertiser I've been hearing today.
Okay.
You know, the acupuncturist up
yes.
there in Edmond.
Yeah.
But I was calling because I came in just as you were talking about who is it, the dark side there is closing down their local
No, they're not closing down their local, but what they have done is they have dismissed just about everybody who is local.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. One, two. I counted four people, and they didn't have four. They really didn't have four people to let go. I think there's only two local people left to run the whole operation.
Well, Lee, yeah. I you know, it's a blessing that, you know, you and one other host, and you know the one I'm talking about,
yeah,
out there out of that big station out of Cincinnati there.
Yeah.
Thank God you guys got away from them when you did, you know. They have just gone so downhill in the last 15 years.
Well, it's, I'm all for many of the modernizations that they wanted to employ. In fact, I embraced the technology of what they wanted to utilize. I embraced some of the point-to-point things they wanted to do. You may recall I used to export my program over to our group in Tulsa. I was all about that. I thought that was great because at least it was still in Oklahoma, and I can relate to what's going on in Tulsa just as well as I can Oklahoma City. But that wasn't good enough. No, that wasn't good enough. The fact that I was a local guy and that they had to pay a local guy just galled them too much. So they've given up on local anything, and in my opinion, they're giving up on their own industry. It would be the very same thing as if Walmart all of a sudden decided we're closing all of our brick-and-mortar stores and we're only going to do online shopping. Now, that would work to a certain extent, but it would not give them the income level that they now have. The reason? People like the authentic experience of going to a grocery store or any other store and buying the actual product, holding it in their hand, trying it on, whatever the case may be, tasting it, whatever the case may be. It's the same with local radio. People turn on the radio because they want to know what's going on in their local community. They don't want to know a bunch of plastic, pre-produced content that they can hear anywhere they go. Plus, the more you encourage people to stop listening to the on-air signal and start listening to the online signal, the more listeners you lose. So you're basically shooting yourself in the foot. I'm very glad to have gotten away from it.
Well, you know, in a case like, you know, what's going on out of election year, how are you supposed to get to know the local candidates if you don't have a local guy talking to the candidates? You know, are you supposed to get all that from the idiot box?
Yeah.
And I watched that debate just before the early voting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I mean, it was nice to get them all, you know, the front runners all on one stage and hear about them. But it wasn't, Lee, I value, you know, your interviews with the candidates.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that.
Thank you. But you also want to know my local take on these things. And because you have a take on these things. And the same thing goes with a national, international story. You want to know how it's going to affect you.
Yep.
For instance, the Iraqi war. How is that going to affect me? Well, we've got gas prices. We are in the oil business. Guess what? Our oil is now going to be able to go to Japan and China and all these places that all the Middle Eastern oil went to because they couldn't go get it in the Middle East. So, you know, that's just an example. But you didn't hear any of that. If you were listening to a station that was over there. Ted, thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews on the drive. Texts unwanted, emails unwanted, phone calls, they all trigger you. They all condition you to not answer the device that may be an emergency or it may be important information for you. Like if you're eligible for Medicare. I'm Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, not only are you getting a lot of the election calls and lately weather alerts, don't be confused. You make the call when it comes to setting up for Medicare, and that would be the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make, and the team at Well Preserved will put a plan together that'll work for you. Again, call the team at Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. They answer their own phone. Ain't that something? They'll come and see you in person. Wow, my head is officially blown. And then they will personally walk you through the process. Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with Range Rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
When it's your day to play, play at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday. There's so many ways to score a payday, with all your favorite games, all the newest games, table games, with daily promos like Girls Night, Club 50, Guys Night, Play and Earn, plus monthly promotions and so much more. There's also great dining at Eagle's Nest Restaurant, and refresh yourself at Fourth Quarter Sports Bar, where we always have your game. Cimarron Casino, every day is payday. Perkins, Oklahoma.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Lots of headlines and lots of news. It's my job to get you through it so you know what's going on. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live right here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. And as always, as the breaking news happens, I will give it to you live. So stick around and tune in 11 to 2 weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, 60% chance of rain tonight, low 71, 80% chance of rain tomorrow, high 88, low 69 tomorrow night, into Thursday, 60% chance of rain, high 88, Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 72, I'm sorry, 92, I wish it was 72, same for Sunday, partly cloudy, high 92, 87 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Piedmont residents packed the city council chambers at the Veterans Event Center to weigh in on the proposed Cloverleaf Data Center campus, which has drawn intense opposition and also was recommended for denial by the Planning Commission 3 weeks ago. The meeting drew such a large crowd, the city ran out of parking spaces. My grandparents, when they were planning their funeral, you know what their biggest concern was? Where is everybody going to park? Anyway, the meeting drew such a large crowd. Anyway, residents again lined up to speak, voicing concerns about the project's impact. One speaker said data centers are not making money. They're taking money. Cloverleaf Representative Alan Bilyeu returned to the meeting with his team, saying that he wanted to address what he described as misinformation and push the conversation forward. Asked about water use, power demand, noise, he provided specific figures for the proposed campus. He said initial phase of the project, closing the loop cool, it's a closed loop cooling system using 75,000 gallons of water per day for up to 4 months. He said the data campus would use up to 1.4 gigawatts of power, which he compared to the electrical demand of a small metropolitan area. Noise, he said the facility would operate about 60 decibels. He also outlined the potential economic benefits, saying the town would make $9 million a year from the data center through franchise fees and other payments, and that the project would supply up to 500 permanent jobs. The meeting discussed the data center proposal and to be rescheduled for the end of July. The city manager said the reason on the item that the item on the data center proposed came so late on the agenda was to allow other people to discuss the proposal, sufficient time to speak. And that's about all I got on that. So we will see what happens there. Two more arrests were made in the shooting out at Lake Arcadia. We'll get into those details coming up on Freedom 96.9. Roy writes, Lee, why are we even talking about building data centers in small towns like Luther and Piedmont? We've already got better places sitting empty. We've got the old downtown Oklahoma City jail that's about to be vacated, plus abandoning malls and empty big box stores all over the state. Those spots already have roads, power, infrastructure in place, and they're basically ready to go. It just makes more sense to use existing empty buildings instead of changing small towns that don't want that kind of development. Well, Roy, you have no idea how big these things are. They're far bigger than any of the abandoned buildings we've got in and around town. And you're not the first person to ask that question. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. An Army sergeant who shot five fellow soldiers and his fiancée at Fort Stewart, Georgia, has been sentenced by a military court to six consecutive life terms with the possibility of parole. All six victims survived the 2025 attack and testified during sentencing. Military prosecutors call the shooting a profound betrayal of trust within the unit. Little Caesars is now offering a webaroni pizza resembling a spider web at participating locations.
Because I'm not just Peter Parker. I'm Spider-Man.
It's in collaboration with Sony Pictures' Spider-Man Brand New Day, set to hit theaters next month. Starting July the 6th, Little Caesars will also give customers who order the pizza an exclusive poster. The movie will be released July 31st. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
You know, I had a client, a good, hardworking guy whose roof was torn up after a storm. He did everything right. He filed the claim and then he waited patiently. Weeks turned into months. And the insurance company kept saying, we're reviewing it, we're evaluating it, we just need a little more inspection. What they were really doing was hoping he'd give up. By the time he came to me, he was frustrated, tired, and honestly, he was starting to doubt himself. Here's the truth. Delay is a strategy. The longer they drag it out, the more likely you are to settle cheap or just walk away altogether. We stepped in and we pushed back. And suddenly, it's funny how this works, the same claim they'd been reviewing for months, well, it got resolved. If your claim feels like it's stuck in neutral, it's probably not an accident. It's a tactic. Don't let them run the clock out on you. I'm Noble McIntyre. And if you've been hurt or your claim's been delayed, call me at 777-7000. We'll make sure they play fair.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. An Oklahoma City police officer shot at an armed suspect Tuesday evening in northwest Oklahoma City. Officers responding to a disturbance call near Northwest 10th and Rockwell encountered a man with a gun, and investigators say the suspect pointed the weapon at an officer, who then fired. Neither the officer nor the suspect was injured, and the suspect later surrendered before being taken into custody. The officer has been placed on routine leave during the investigation. Recent storms have kept tree service crews busy across the metro area, with reports of trees falling on homes, vehicles, and other property. Companies say calls have been pouring in from communities across the area. Experts are recommending regular tree maintenance to help prevent future storm damage and also advise homeowners to use licensed and insured contractors for cleanup work. Thinkability's 7th annual ladybug release is planned for Friday in Duncan. Organizers will release 40,000 ladybugs into the community garden while offering family-friendly activities. The free event is designed to teach visitors about pollinators and gardening. Event runs from 7 to 8:30 at the community garden, and the public is invited. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000 or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
More arrests have been made in the Lake Arcadia shooting, but nobody's talking about gang activity. Huh. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, and the drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and high humidity with a powerful thunderstorm, which may bring hail and strong winds. The low will be around 70. Tomorrow will become windier and remain humid with intervals of sunshine, but watch out for a heavy gusty thunderstorm in the afternoon. This storm could bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail and flooding downpours. Temperatures will reach a high of 94. Tomorrow night, anticipate a gusty thunderstorm in the evening, followed by cloudy windy conditions with high humidity. The low will be about 72. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Or when Obama was president, you remember, Laura, there was no difference between Republicans and Democrats as far as expressed love of the United States. For a brief moment, they equated Obama with America, and therefore they liked dash America Obama. But the Republicans didn't really matter who was president. They always had a transcendent love of America, regardless of which president was in. That wasn't true of the Democrats.
And that was Victor Davis Hanson. He's right. It seems like, oh, well, we can't love America if there's not a Democrat president. What? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Reminder, tomorrow I'll be live on location at Liberty Fest 2026. The initial event is the concert in the park, 7:30 p.m., UCO's Mitchell Hall Lawn. I will be there, rain or shine. They will move it indoors to Mitchell Hall if they have to. But so far it is planned to be outdoors. There will be free ice cream and drinks, and that'll be supplied by Highland and Crest Foods, and it'll be a good time. And it's the very first event in a long list of events over the next week to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. Ron writes, Lee, the employers of the illegal alien semi-truck driver who killed the four Amish men in Indiana are fraudulent. And the Trump administration is now tearing them apart. They were swapping Department of Transportation numbers to dodge enforcement. Teams are on the ground right now gathering evidence at the AJ Partners, Sam Express, Inc., and other trucking mills that we now know as CDL mills. This is insane. These interconnected carriers have all the markings of fraud. They're accused of being chameleon carriers, companies that swap names and Department of Transportation numbers to avoid enforcement. And it gets worse. Investigators are also digging into driver training schools that put this unvetted, unqualified drivers behind the wheel in the first place. The Adana Incorporated USCDL turns out to be a sham school. Every license they pushed will be questioned. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is working around the clock to hold everyone accountable. This is exactly why enforcement matters. This is exactly why borders matter. And this is exactly why President Donald Trump is right. How many more people will have to die before this corruption is wiped out completely? I agree, Ron, especially as many of our trucking brethren that listen to this program, who did it the right way, who spent the time and the money and the effort and continue to spend the time, the money, and the effort to stay qualified to do what they do, and then spend the extra hours doing it. And kind of like when I was working over there, I slowly but surely realized they don't want live bodies to actually do the work. They want machines to do it all. And the trucking industry is getting to be the same way. Having these pesky drivers that they have to give 10 hours resting time in between the driving stretches that they drive is just getting to be too expensive. So they'd much rather have some sort of automated process to do that. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Don writes, Lee, if the nuns win their fight for the religious beliefs, what happens when Muslims demand their religious beliefs? You know, killing infidels? The fight over trans rights should be based on mental illness. If a person believes they should be a one-armed or one-legged person, will a doctor provide the amputation? But if they think that they are the wrong sex, chopping off body parts is required? And Don, when you talk about the nuns, I'm not sure which case you're talking about. Is it the nuns who are denying care to people who are not who believe in homosexual, or is it because the nuns are denying care to trans in their particular hospital? I'm not sure. I need to go look that case up. I'm not sure what you're referring to, but thanks a lot for writing in to lmatthews at freedom969.com. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. It's not that I don't like big companies. I do business with a lot of big companies that do business on a big business way. What bothers me is when these hedge fund swallow up small companies and then try to run them like big companies when their business is based on a small company approach. Doesn't mean they're small-minded. It means their small company approach is what's working for them. And that's what's happening over at Frontier Auto Group. That's why Frontier Auto Group is so much better than some of the, I mean, yeah, okay, you can find some of these other car dealers all across the state and all across Oklahoma Metro, but they're corporate-owned and they're run like corporations. And in fact, I just saw one in Edmond seriously downsized because, well, we're selling more of these cars than the other. Therefore, we should expand our brand on these cars and get rid of these cars. What about the people who want to buy those? That's like an ice cream salesman saying, I'm not going to sell chocolate because I sell more vanilla. But that's corporate thinking. Frontier Auto Group, not like that. A trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they offer help and support no matter what that is, whether it's a check engine light, a new vehicle altogether, or low tire pressure, weak battery, whatever it may be. Give them a call, 262-3355. That's 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net. They do things the old-fashioned way. One-on-one, Frontier Auto Group.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with Range Rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, 60% chance of rain tonight, low 71. We'll have an 80% chance of rain tomorrow, high 88. Tomorrow night, 69 for the low. Into Thursday, 60% chance of rain and a high of 88. Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 92. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 92. Right now, it is 87 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Edmond police have arrested two additional suspects in connection with the May 3rd Arcadia Lake mass shooting. Left one person dead and 22 injured. Detectives with the Edmond Police Department arrested 21-year-old Marcus Kane Jones on Tuesday. Jones was transported to the Edmond jail and will be transferred to Oklahoma County Detention Center, according to authorities. Jones is facing an accessory to murder charge. Investigators also submitted charges against a 16-year-old male who authorities said was already in custody due to an unrelated case. The 16-year-old suspect is facing charges of shooting with intent to kill, gang-related offenses, possession of a firearm during the commission of a violent crime, and possession of a firearm after juvenile adjudication. The latest arrests bring the total number of arrests to six. The investigation is ongoing, and detectives believe additional suspects are involved. This is the first story that used the word gang. I'm proud of them. Looks like they're finally coming to terms with what really went on at Lake Arcadia that day. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Coming up, I'm going to be broadcasting live at the upcoming concert in the park. That'll be at UCO's Mitchell Hall Lawn tomorrow. The concert itself starts at 7:30. I'll do my program 4 to 7 there live, rain or shine. Hope to see you there. Bring the kids, bring the coolers, and there'll be free ice cream as well. So it'll really be an old-fashioned 4th of July celebration with patriotic music and lots of great bands. Probably a lot of people you know or used to know all getting together. And it kicks off a very long week of festivities, including Liberty Fest 2026, part of which we will be all week long. Got a preview coming your way in the next 20 minutes. Also this weekend, it's the Liberty Sprint 5K, and an update on that coming up, too. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
My name is Rick.
And Rick, where are you?
Can you hear me?
I can. What's your name again?
Rick.
Rick, and you are where, if anywhere?
I am in Tuttle, Oklahoma.
All right, sir. Good to hear from you.
So, the gang shootings.
Yeah.
Every night, man. Every day I wake up and there's either stabbings or shootings. It's insane. Like, what's going on here? What do you think, Lee?
Well, I think the gangs are infiltrating. I think nobody wants to admit that. No mayor wants to admit that there's gang activity in their city, because then that would mean that their city, there's an implication their city is not safe. So the more they ignore it, the more they pretend it doesn't exist, the more they believe they are doing their city justice.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Every day. Mm-hmm. Somebody is killed every day. They're shot. They're stabbed.
Yes.
You know, hit and runs. It's crazy. Well, it's almost embarrassing that when I talk to my family from out of state, that there's always something going on here. I don't know if it's management or maybe an influx of people from other states or just the gang stuff going on, but it's out of hand. It's sad.
It is out of hand because, well, we're growing as a city, and every city has an inner city, and every inner city usually has some sort of gang problem. But our big problem with our gangs, Rick, is that we are at the crossroads of three major highways, okay? So we've got the major north-south corridor of I-35. We've got the major east-west corridor of I-40.
Right.
And then we've got the northwest to southwest corridor of 44. And they all come and cross right here. We are basically the crossroads of the entire nation. And if you were to, you know, if you were to draw a line from the northernmost part of the United States to the northeast, to the southwest, and then to the north, to the northwest, to the southeast, it would probably crisscross right here in Oklahoma. So there's a lot of trafficking comes through Oklahoma, whether it's sexual trafficking or drug trafficking.
Right.
Yeah.
I know, going back to the late 80s, mid 80s, mm-hmm. I would say, when these record companies started giving these gangster rap artists these record contracts, starting with NWA, EDE, all those. But before that, the music was fun, and it mm-hmm. wasn't about killing. It was about dancing. And there was white, black, Mexican, everybody in the same music videos. And it seemed like it didn't go on back then. I mean, it always went on, but not to this point. But now we just live in a culture where these kids, they grow up, and their idols are these hardcore gangster rap singers mm-hmm. that all they talk about is killing and drugs, and those are their role models.
And they're held up as shining examples of see how much this person raised themselves up out of the street. No, they didn't.
No, and a lot of them are dead because they were in gangs and whatnot. It's just sad. I mean, I think all of them need to find Jesus and. Maybe if we stop promoting mm-hmm. These poor role models and we get fathers back in the homes to direct their kids, I think it'll all change, but I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Thanks a lot for the call, Rick in Tuttle. Glad you are listening in on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive. Have you got skills? Well, I'd like to see what your skills are. You know, that's one of those things I get a lot of people. Yeah, Lee, I want to go shooting with you on the range. And I don't want to go with them because, well, quite honestly, I don't want to outshoot everybody. Okay? I get a lot more. Anyway, I just, you know, so in that case, they'll be upset. And if they outshoot me, I'll be upset. And then my time's weak. Anyway, show your skills at the range to no one but yourself. At H&H Shooting Sports, H&H Shooting Sports, more than just another gun shop, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms, then put your skills to test on the indoor range. And you can't sit there and say, well, it's the gun, I'm just not it, because they've got plenty on the rental range for you to look at, and then you can try before you buy. Hungry? Have a great onion burger from the 4U Cafe, best burger in town, when you finish up. Right there inside H&H Shooting Sports. Conveniently located, I-40 and Meridian. Come see why they're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. H&H Shooting Sports.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery. Just add the sun.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmark SA-425 Tractor Package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's. I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
When your truck is down, every minute matters. Delays can impact schedules, customers, and your bottom line. At P&M Truck Repair, we specialize exclusively in diesel repair for semi-trucks and trailers. Whether you need fleet maintenance, preventative maintenance services, engine repairs, DOT inspections, truck washes, or trailer washouts, our experienced diesel specialists are ready to get you back on the road quickly and efficiently. Don't let unexpected downtime keep your truck parked. Trust the team that understands the trucking industry and the importance of keeping your truck on the road. Call P&M Truck Repair today at 405-551-3320. P&M Truck Repair, built for working drivers.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brillbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your Thursday morning, Oklahoma County leaders talk about a sales tax to fund the jail, what they decided coming up, plus all of the news you may have missed while you were sleeping, and your calls and comments. It all happens on Thursday morning starting at 7 o'clock on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week since you looked at
Freedom 96.9, accurate the forecast. 60% chance of rain tonight with a low of 71. 80% chance of rain tomorrow. High of 88. Tomorrow night, 69 for the low. Into Friday, 60% chance of rain. High 88. Finally, a break on Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy. High 92 both days. It is 87 at Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The Supreme Court sided with the Trump administration yesterday in an immigration case dealing with the government's power over green card holders accused of crimes. In the 6-3 decision, it centered on an immigration officer's 2012 decision to put a lawfully permanent resident, Mook Chau Lau, on immigration parole when he returned from a short trip to China because he'd been accused of counterfeiting. Lau argued that the officer overstepped their authority and the decision wrongly allowed the Department of Homeland Security under then-President Obama to ease the path to removal after he pleaded guilty to selling counterfeit clothes in New Jersey. The High Court disagreed. Border officers did not have the burden established by clear and convincing evidence that Lau had committed a crime involving moral turpitude, said Clarence Thomas. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, of course, dissented, saying the decision put Lau on immigration parole, effectively sentencing him to immigration limbo before he'd been convicted of any crime. She said she worried that the court was now handing the government a massive blank check. Well, if you break our laws and you are applying for citizenship, that something should be done about it. A literal group called Alliance for Justice echoed that concern, saying the ruling could provide an expanded path for revoking green cards. Good if you've committed a crime. Advancing American Freedom, a group funded by the Republican Vice President Mike Pence, called it an important case to allow the removal of people who'd abused their privilege, which they had. The decision came as the High Court considers a series of immigration-related issues against the backdrop of President Trump's sweeping immigration crackdown. His administration argued that suspicion of a crime is enough to put a lawful permanent resident, also known as a green card holder, on immigration parole. And I agree. You cannot sit there and commit crimes and then expect, yeah, where's my citizenship? If you're not even respecting the crimes of the country that you're applying for citizenship, what kind of citizen are you going to be? Now, I know what was going on with this guy. He saw an opportunity to make some extra money by selling counterfeit clothes. Buying clothes from certain manufacturers that were being copycatted in China and then selling them, maybe not as expensively as you would here in the States, but almost as expensively, and making the difference. Bill writes, Lee, for those who do not study history are destined to repeat it. Donald Trump evidently knows his history, or at least his military advisors do. Here's a lesson from history we cannot ignore right now when it comes to Iran. After World War I, the Treaty of Versailles humiliated Germany. It crushed their economy, stripped their dignity, and treated their leadership like criminals. What did that produce? Resentment, chaos, Adolf Hitler. We almost repeated that mistake in 1945. General Douglas MacArthur refused to go down that road with Japan. MacArthur understood something the Wilson crowd never did. You don't win the peace by destroying a defeated nation's leadership if you can use it for stability instead. Emperor Hirohito was a symbolic heart of Japan. Many wanted him tried as a war criminal and hanged. MacArthur said no. He kept Hirohito on the throne as a figurehead, had him renounce divinity, and use the emperor's authority to push through sweeping reforms, a new constitution, demilitarization, land reform, and real democratization. The result? Japan didn't descend into chaos or communism. They became one of America's strongest allies and an economic powerhouse. MacArthur turned enemies into partners. Fast forward to today, there's a loud crowd that says we must completely humiliate or destroy the current leadership in Iran. Topple the regime. No off-ramp. No humiliation. Total humiliation. That's Versailles thinking, and it's dangerous. The Iranian people are already suffering enough under their regime. The smart play, the MacArthur play, is to create an off-ramp, give their leadership a path where they can deliver real prosperity and dignity to their own people in exchange for abandoning nuclear weapons, terrorism, sponsorship.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo B. Craft. Embark adjusting weekend bus service in Oklahoma City beginning June 28th. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Maritime tracking firm Kapler says more than 170 ships have passed through the Strait of Hormuz since a U.S.-Iran memorandum was signed last week, with additional tankers waiting to transit. Iranian military officials, however, say only a limited number of vessels will be allowed through daily, raising confusion among shipping operators. Oil prices have eased in recent days, with U.S. crude falling below $75 a barrel. President Trump is set to host the Great American State Fair kickoff celebration on the National Mall tonight.
It's being billed as a patriotic opening ceremony to launch Freedom 250's Great American State Fair, a first-of-its-kind World's Fair on the National Mall. The fair's organizer, Freedom 250, said all 50 states and U.S. territories will be represented, even with several states led by Democratic governors saying they will not take part. They include Massachusetts, North Carolina, Washington, Illinois, Oregon, and Connecticut. The event runs June 25th through July 10th. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled 9-0 in favor of Isabella County, Michigan, rejecting a family's claim that the government must compensate homeowners based on full market value after tax foreclosure sales. The case involved a home sold for significantly more than the outstanding tax debt. The court said the Constitution does not require compensation based on hypothetical market value, though it left some procedural questions for lower courts to review. Archaeologists in Egypt have uncovered a cache of ancient artifacts at Heliopolis, a city connected to the biblical story of Joseph. The discovery includes earrings believed to be gold, carved scarabs, cosmetic containers, and a copper mirror found beneath the burial structure. Officials say it's the first nearly complete funerary collection discovered in that area. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled. And it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing. And MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you, helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Embark is adjusting weekend bus service in Oklahoma City beginning June 28th. Fixed route buses will now operate from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekends. A recent review found the lowest ridership occurs during early morning and late evening hours.
Officials say the change is intended to better match service with demand. Oklahoma first responders are warning people about the dangers of cliff jumping this summer. Officials say hidden debris, changing water levels, strong currents, and the impact of hitting the water can all cause serious injuries or drownings. Recent incidents across the state have raised concern, and emergency crews are recommending wearing a life jacket, avoiding alcohol, and never swimming alone. Some locations also prohibit cliff jumping, and officials are urging people to choose safer alternatives. Well, an Oklahoma sixth grader is preparing to compete in the state finals of the National Civics Bee. Elijah Hardison is one of four finalists and the only sixth grader to advance. He says he spent months studying the Constitution, amendments, and American government. Organizers say the competition helps students become more engaged in civics and their communities. State finals will be held June 30th. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively.
Trump gave the right. It was a dose of their own medicine, and evidently they didn't like it. Coming up, I've got more details on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews on The Drive.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and high humidity with a powerful thunderstorm, which may bring hail and strong winds. The low will be around 70. Tomorrow will become windier and remain humid with intervals of sunshine, but watch out for a heavy, gusty thunderstorm in the afternoon. This storm could bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail and flooding downpours. Temperatures will reach a high of 94. Tomorrow night, anticipate a gusty thunderstorm in the evening, followed by cloudy, windy conditions with high humidity. The low will be about 72. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like Concert in the Park, Rodeo, Liberty Sprint, Car Show, Liberty Fest Parade hosted by Freedom 96.9, and the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Let's reset the scene here. Here we go. How do you pay for a new jail? The county commission is talking about a half-cent sales tax. But your thoughts? Turns out Gettner Drummond can't insert himself into any lawsuit he sees fit. And the reason I think he's done so in a couple of insurance lawsuits when it came to roofing was simply because he wanted the publicity. And he got it. Did it work? That's the question. More conversation about data centers in Piedmont and other small areas. Where did that take us? More arrests have been made in Lake Arcadia and the Lake Arcadia shooting. We'll get into that. And Trump gave the rhinos a dust of their own medicine earlier today. He's just about had it with five senators who've been holding up his Save America Act. Earlier today, he gave them a dose of their own medicine. He canceled a planned signing ceremony for a landmark housing affordability bill that passed Congress by a wide bipartisan margin, saying that he will not sign the legislation into law until lawmakers pass an elections bill known as the Save America Act. He was set to sign the bill known as the 21st Century Road to Housing Act in an event at the Capitol earlier today when it was suddenly canceled. The legislation, the most comprehensive housing legislation in decades, aims to increase housing supply and bring down costs, including by limiting institutional investors from purchasing certain single-family homes. Now, does he want home prices to come down? Yes. Does he want people to be able to afford and buy their own homes? Yes. Is he willing to put that on hold for a political reason? Yes, because five members of the Senate are willing to do the same thing to make him look bad going into the midterm elections. The under the Constitution, the bill that was passed in both chambers of Congress automatically becomes a law if the president doesn't sign or veto it within 10 days. But he can veto it. That also excludes Sundays, as long as the lawmakers remain in session. President Trump's abrupt decision to cancel his signing of the bipartisan housing bill cast a shadow over his meeting with GOP senators at the Capitol, which he immediately called for. Republicans have grown increasingly frustrated by the series of moves that have upended their plans. Trump huddled with the members of the GOP conference over lunch for more than an hour. One GOP senator, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, said he confronted the president over the war with Iran and described the heated exchange to reporters. By the way, Cassidy, who lost his Senate primary to a Trump-backed challenger in May, said he told the president that the original objective had not been achieved in Iran and that he wanted to know what's going on and that he wanted that he would be voting to rein in the president's ability to strike Iran until he got a briefing. He didn't get a briefing. Instead, he got a tongue lashing from the president, who said, "What do you care? You're out of here. And why should I care what you think? You're out of here. You couldn't even hang on to your own seat." Heading into the meeting, Trump planned to push for the elections bill known as the Save America Act, which the GOP leaders have repeatedly stressed has no chance of passing. The president said earlier today that the housing bill, which marked a major bipartisan breakthrough on the key issue ahead of the midterm election, pales in comparison to passing the Save America Act. And he's right, because a lot of what is in this bill will take care of itself eventually. Maybe not before the midterm elections, but there are a lot of senators that want this done before the midterms so they can have bragging rights going into the midterm elections. Along with the Senate Majority Leader Thune, the other senators that are specifically holding up the bill are Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. I don't know that he's ever going to do anything to make her happy. Susan Collins of Maine. Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, I don't think you're ever going to make him happy, and he's on his way out anyway, too. And then Tom Tillis of North Carolina. So I will keep you up to date on that, and we'll see where it goes. But I like the idea that he's giving them a dose of their own medicine. They're not passing what he wants. Why should he pass what they want? They're willing to hold up something that's good for America to make Trump look bad. Well, why shouldn't Trump be willing to hold up something that's good for America to make them look bad? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com to join in the conversation. Rudy writes, "Lee, did you see what's happening in New York? Aber Kawas, a Palestinian-American activist, won her bid for New York State Senate District 32 following the New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani's endorsement. Kawas ran as part of the Democrat Socialist for America coalition on that Mamdani popularized. Palestine was on the ballot, and now a Palestinian-American Democratic Socialist is going to Albany. Kawas is exactly who New Yorkers needed fighting for them in the state Senate, because socialists get it done," said the New York Democrat Socialist of America upon her winning. Rudy, I am not of the mind that this is something that we need to be worried about, and that this is the beginning of a major takeover by Islamic extremists of our own government. This is New York, okay? 0.1% of the total electorate voted for this woman, and that was enough to get her where she needed to be in that district, but that was a state district. So this is a state-level position. The same with the city council members that won that are also Democratic Socialists. They are hijacking and acting as a parasite of the Democrat Party. They can't run and get the funding and get the political support they need to win using their own party, So they're going to hop on board the Democrat Party and try to use some of that party's money and political clout to get what they need to get. But I think it's only going to be in New York. I don't think it's anything we need to worry about nationwide, because as the president said earlier today, fortunately, most of America has a lot of common sense. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hi, Lee. This is John in Oklahoma City.
Hello, John. What's on your mind?
I want the rhinos that you were talking about earlier in the earlier hour. There's one other point I'd like to talk about, and that is especially with Juneteenth. Every Juneteenth, they talk, they put out this old lie about the parties switching and the great Nixon strategy. Well, you know, in Oklahoma, we wound up switching about 25 years, 30 years later. So did every other southern state. So there was an interesting switch, because the switch took place in 1968 when the radicals took over the Democrat Party and threw every single non-radical out of the Democrat Party. Every pro-life Democrat was rejected. And in that process, they developed an incredible discipline on their talking points. What you were just now mentioning about the Islamists and what have you. How many Oklahoma Democrats, Julia Kirk and Jenna Nelson and Cindy Munson, are going to come out and criticize that? Not one. Because if they do, they'll be shown the door also. And so they will be utterly disciplined in their talking points. The only one you'll hear is Fetterman, and Fetterman's not long for the Democrat Party. So the switch that took place, the rhino business, was from that time period up until about 1990 and through 99. That's when the Republicans started winning House seats and Senate seats in Oklahoma and throughout the South. And it was a slow process. You know, in Oklahoma, our first Speaker of the House as a Republican was 1999, I believe. So for 100 years, we had nothing but Democrats. And now they'll tell you otherwise. They'll say, oh, my gosh, we're in horrible shape because we've had all this long period of Republican control. And so you've got to vote the Democrats back in. It's just ironic to me. And the Democrats have to run as Republicans, like this Robert Franklin character, who evidently switched his party from Democrat to a Republican like last Thursday, I think.
The same could be said for Gettner Drummond, if you ask me.
And absolutely, Gettner Drummond's the other example. Yeah. And then there are many, many more who, you know, they're spineless Republicans because their family and their fathers and their grandfathers were all Democrats, too. I grew up in Stevens County. In 1962, I was president of the Stevens County Teenage Republicans. There were four of us. Four. I mean, that's it. Every one of us were an officer because we didn't have any other members. You know, that's in southwest Oklahoma. In eastern Oklahoma, my gosh, you know, you had nothing but Gene Stipe, and he had a literal fiefdom there. When the switch took place, it was just simply Democrats running as Republicans because they couldn't get elected as a Democrat, and that really started taking place in about 1990. That's where you wind up with all these rhinos. And it's not just Oklahoma. That's throughout the rest of the South. That's places like the Dakotas, where you've got Thune and these other just utterly useless, spineless Republicans who were put in place by other useless, spineless Republicans like Mitch McConnell, who probably was a Democrat all his life up until, you know, whenever, I don't know, maybe Everett Dirksen talked him into it one day. I just find it interesting that the domination of Republicans is very short lived. It's just a little tiny fragment of the time frame, you know, from about the turn of the 21st century forward. In the meantime, you've still got these Democrats running as Republicans and suckering the Republican Party at every turn, like the Affordable Housing Act. You know, the only talking point the Democrats have is affordability. And so they engineer an operation to basically declare that housing is unaffordable. Drive that point home. They'll drive that point home between now and November 1st, and Trump and the Republican Party have given them the opportunity to do that.
Well, but I don't think they'll win with it. I really don't, because I think the perception...
I don't either.
Yeah.
They're trying to create a perception that's
not there.
This is how they do it, though. And it is fairly effective when you've got the media and the entertainment industry and every aspect of culture and total control of public education. You know, they can get away with it.
Well,
115,000 votes separated Trump being president from Kamala Harris being president. And name me somebody more stupid, more hideous, more vile, other than maybe Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden, to be president.
Yeah.
Kamala's the idiot. And she came within 115,000 votes of being elected.
And I think the good news, too, John, is that the Democrats' stronghold on the education department is slipping away. I've got an example of that coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews. And the Concert in the Park preview coming up next on The Drive. Remember that old Diana Ross song? He works hard for the money. Well, yeah. And you want to keep that money. I'm Lee Matthews. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital is here to help you do just that. No, not in a greedy way, not in a miserly way, not in a Ebenezer Scrooge kind of way, but in the way that the American way is set up for you, whether it's in an IRA or a 401k, or you've got a pretty good nest egg in those two accounts, and you're ready to turn them around into something bigger and better. I'm Lee Matthews, personally inviting you to Mike McGuire Capital Financial Show. Bull and Bear runs every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. And then call them, 405-760-5863. They'll walk you through everything they've got, first by getting to know you personally. He's genuinely interested in people. That's why I like Michael McGuire. He likes to talk, I like to talk, but that means you like people. And it's not just one-sided conversation. He asks you questions about you. McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, the downtown Bethany, 405-760-5863, McGuire Capital.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with range rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg, with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So if you want to hear a guy desperate to talk about race in everything, that is Al Sharpton talking about the UFC fight on the White House lawn. He's saying the President of the United States is doing it because he wants to bring back slave fights. These guys are fighters who have trained their entire lives to get into the octagon in order to make money and become champions.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
They're not Democrats, right? They're socialists, and they're essentially parasites. They've decided that they cannot win on their own by creating their own party, so they are going to latch onto the Democratic Party, feed off of it, with the overall goal of taking it over and killing it.
And that is Melissa De La Rosso, who is a former Democrat strategist. And I think she's got her finger on it pretty good. Lee Matthews on the drive on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Julie Drum is drumming now. She's joining me now from the Liberty Fest 2026. She is the chairperson for the upcoming Liberty Fest Concert in the Park, which is tomorrow. Julie, everybody eagerly getting ready for this year's concert.
Hello, Lee. Yes, we are all ready and ready to wow the public with our music.
Lots of great music, too. And this is the kind of old school, put you in the mood for the 4th of July weekend kind of stuff.
Yes, it's a concert in the park, old-fashioned concert in the park. We're going to have free ice cream. We're going to have a cake to celebrate our nation's semi-quincentennial birthday. We're going to have some great songs. We're going to play some wonderful Sousa marches, a Route 66 number. We're going to play a Victory at Sea number. We're going to honor all the branches of the military. And we're hoping to have each flag from each branch of the military be presented during the performance of those songs.
And that's what's cool about this, is that it's going to be at Mitchell Hall Lawn on UCO. UCO is on Route 66.
How about that?
Yeah.
You can't get any better than that.
No.
UCO is our sponsor, primary sponsor, and Highland Dairy is providing the ice cream. Crest Foods is going to donate some water for us. And it's in a completely volunteer musical organization, except for the director gets a little stipend, and that is Dr. Marty Martin Marks, and he's conducting us this year. So we have members from age 12 to age 91.
That's the thing I love about this. This is, if you can picture the old-fashioned concerts and 4th of July celebrations they used to have in small towns, usually around a square or a gazebo in a park. Now, we don't have a gazebo, but we will have a little area set up for the instruments and for people to sit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's important that people bring their chairs, their blankets. They can bring a little cooler of water in case it gets hot, but we will have some water. But it is. It's an old-fashioned concert in the park to celebrate the community. We have the Edmond Fire Department Honor Guard who's going to present the colors. So we're including those in our program. It's just going to be a lovely evening, and we're just praying that the rain holds off.
Well, if not, we move everything inside Mitchell Hall.
That's right.
Yeah.
Plan B. Mm-hmm. Always be prepared, right? So we have Plan B in Mitchell Hall, and we had to do that last year. The concert will go on, rain or shine.
And it's a lot of great local talent, too.
A lot of local talent, a lot of young up-and-coming musicians in high school, and a lot of professional musicians come and play, too. And then there are those who are the novice who, get their instrument out once a year for the summer band. And they're our loyal members of the band.
Also, alumni from UCO, from what I understand.
A lot of alumni, yes. And also, this year, too, we're having our inaugural volunteer jazz band be a part of the Jazz Fest that's coming up this Saturday at 6 o'clock at Stevenson Park.
That's the other thing, because of UCO's jazz laboratory and how they encourage, on the campus of UCO, improvisational style music.
Yes, it's a great facility. It's a great community partnership. The Edmond Edmund Santa Fe Jazz Band's performing, Edmund mm-hmm. Memorial, and then we're having our volunteer community jazz band directed by Eddie Hudson, who is the director of fine arts for Edmund Public Schools. He's also a graduate of UCO.
Concert at the Park is what we're talking about, 7:30 on Thursday, UCO's Mitchell Hall Lawn. What's the best way to describe parking?
Parking can be on the south side of Mitchell Hall. It mm-hmm. is free on the campus, or you may go across the street from Mitchell Hall. There is a parking lot.
Yeah, there's a lot there that used to be St. Mary's Church. It's something else now. I want to say the religious center or the student religious center of some kind. But there's parking there, and then you just walk right across the street, so it's not that big a deal.
Right, and yeah. if someone has trouble walking, they can pull in this little drive, mm-hmm. drop their respective people off, and then go and park and come back. So we will help everybody out.
Concert in the Park, 7:30 at UCO's Mitchell Hall Lawn. Hopefully it'll be on the lawn. I'll be there, by the way, doing this program from that very site, just like we did last year. It ended up being a lot of fun, and it's almost an inauguration of the rest of the festivities that are to come with Liberty Fest.
Yep, we kick it off with the Concert in the Park. Concert in the Park is the 75th year for the Concert in the Park. I believe it started before Liberty Fest came in to be. So we are the first. Concert in the Park is first. And then they have the rodeo. And then they have the Liberty Sprint.
Mm-hmm.
And the car show. Park Fest. Jazz Fest. Goodness, we have so many fests. Exploration Edmund. The mm-hmm. Liberty Trivia. The Song and Stripes Band, the Liberty Fest Parade, and then to cap it all off, the fireworks, which will be on the campus
of UCO. Thank you very much, Julie Dr.
Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says European allies are supporting U.S. efforts in the Iran war, including allowing American warplanes to use bases for strikes.
4,000 to 5,000 U.S. planes taking off from bases in Europe in the 6 weeks this war took place.
President Trump renewed criticism of NATO allies, saying countries including the U.K., France, and Italy are not doing enough. President Trump says he scolded Republican senators who supported a war powers resolution limiting his Iran actions. The closed-door meeting also covered a voting ID bill, with several senators describing heated exchanges. Trump said GOP lawmakers who backed that measure made a mistake. Wall Street closed mixed.
At the closing bell, the Dow added 182 points, the S&P 500 lost 7 points, and the Nasdaq fell 110 points. I'm Liz Warner.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Embark is adjusting weekend bus service in Oklahoma City beginning June 28th. Fixed route buses will now operate from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekends. A recent review found the lowest ridership occurs during early morning and late evening hours. Officials say the change is intended to better match service with demand. Oklahoma first responders are warning people about the dangers of cliff jumping this summer. Officials say hidden debris, changing water levels, strong currents, and the impact of hitting the water can all cause serious injuries or drownings.
Recent incidents across the state have raised concern, and emergency crews are recommending wearing a life jacket, avoiding alcohol, and never swimming alone. Some locations also prohibit cliff jumping, and officials are urging people to choose safer alternatives. Well, an Oklahoma sixth grader is preparing to compete in the state finals of the National Civics Bee. Elijah Hardison is one of four finalists and the only sixth grader to advance. He says he spent months studying the Constitution, amendments, and American government. Organizers say the competition helps students become more engaged in civics and their communities. State finals will be held June 30th. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
If you were born in 1961, you remember the bicentennial celebration of 1976, don't you? Yeah, I do. Seems like every time I turned around, there was another thing we had to go to that was related to the bicentennial. Whether a bicentennial wagon train was coming through town, or the Freedom Train was coming through town, or the kids in the neighborhood, two neighborhoods over, were having a parade. And on and on and on. And then it seems like the day of, it was an all-day on television cutaway to celebrations across the nation. It was huge. I don't know if it's going to be as big as that for our 250th, but that doesn't matter. You do remember that. And it also means that you are eligible for Medicare. So make sure you have somebody signing you up that also remembers the bicentennial celebration of 1976. And that would be Well-Preserved and Uniscore of Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Celebrate this year by you becoming eligible for Medicare, the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States, and Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos track machine or the Bad Boy mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bob's help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
A public service announcement from Oklahoma Human Services. Hey, Oklahomans, did you know updating your SNAP food benefits info is a snap? Have you changed jobs or hours? Has your monthly cost of housing changed? Have your household members changed? Maybe you've recently moved. If you're a recipient of SNAP benefits in Oklahoma, visit okdhslive.org to update your information. That's okdhslive.org. It's a SNAP, Oklahoma.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
The festivities of Liberty Fest 2026 begin tomorrow, and I will be there. Hope to see you. One state has learned that if you pay teachers more than you pay the bad teachers, your schools get better. Will Oklahoma take that lesson? As the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and high humidity with a powerful thunderstorm, which may bring hail and strong winds. The low will be around 70. Tomorrow will become windier and remain humid with intervals of sunshine, but watch out for a heavy, gusty thunderstorm in the afternoon. This storm could bring localized damaging wind gusts, hail, and flooding downpours. Temperatures will reach a high of 94. Tomorrow night, anticipate a gusty thunderstorm in the evening, followed by cloudy, windy conditions with high humidity. The low will be about 72. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
See how they all have to depend on people making and creating things in order for it to survive. It must be weird to hate nice things because people you hate like the nice things. If Trump said, "I love food," would these idiots starve themselves to death?
I think they would, Greg Gutfeld. I honestly think they would. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377 and lmatthews at freedom969.com. Ray writes on social media, Lee, since the Save America Act is so important to Trump and the Housing Act is so important to the Senate, why can they not sew those two together into one bill and then pass it as another one big, beautiful bill? In theory, Ray, that is an idea, but here's what they don't want to do. The Save America Act has already passed the House. The Housing Act has already passed the House and the Senate. They don't want to have to sew those two together and send them all the way back through committee, because it would not get through committee and it would not get through the process in time for the election. They want both of these things put to bed in time for the general election in November. So they want the Save America Act. Well, Trump wants the Save America Act, and they want the housing, because they want housing to come down in cost, and Trump wants the elections to be secure so nobody can cheat. Ray goes on to ask, Lee, whatever happened to the original Communist Party? The original Communist Party completely fell out of favor, Ray, when the Iron Curtain came down. When the Berlin Wall came down and then the Iron Curtain came down, communism failed. The only ones that have tried to make it sound like it has not failed are the Cubans, and we can all see that that has not worked whatsoever. The Chinese have been trying to keep it, but what the Chinese have really evolved into is an autocratic socialist state. The government controls everything, but they allow a certain amount of free enterprise. And so a few oligarchs get really, really rich because the government will let them. And it's the same in Russia. I mean, Russia is the same way. The people in charge of the utilities are getting very rich because they are the ones generating the utilities and they have the government contract. And the ones in charge of providing the water, same thing. The ones in charge of providing national security and that kind of thing. So they've become autocratic socialist states is what they've become. Original communism did not survive, and the reason it did not survive is the reason it always fails. It ignores human nature. It assumes that everybody's going to be happy to go to work for the benefit of everybody else. It assumes that nobody is going to look out for themselves. Nobody's going to try to get ahead of the game when they get a chance to do it. And human nature is such that that is exactly what does happen. That's why the Aristotelian humanism that communism is based upon doesn't work either. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I hope that answers your questions, Ray. The political power of teachers' unions has led to a bloated budget, has led to bloated budgets across the nation as schools pursue ideological agendas over educational advancements. That is quite clear. But now more states are learning that if you pay teachers that are doing well more than the teachers that are not doing well, amazingly, your schools improve. Arkansas has shown what is possible if officials put education first. Scores in the state have soared after the implementation of reforms that many have advocated for years. It also shows that state governments, not the federal government, are critical to reversing the slide in educational performance as the administration moves toward eliminating the Department of Education. Arkansas implemented a new program and tested protocols called Arkansas Teaching, Learning, and Assessment System, ATLAS. It's a mix of higher pay for teachers, performance-based bonuses, and a voucher system for families. The result has been an increasing proficiency in scores across every major area between 2024 and 2026, with mathematics increasing from 36% to 44, science 35 to 44, English language 33 to 39, and overall proficiency 36 to 42 in the year 2026. Governor Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders attended an event on the natural disaster preparedness and commented on the success of what is going on in Arkansas. She heralded the success of the LEARNS Act in 2023, the law that made sweeping changes to the state's education system. The use of the voucher system has also been fiercely opposed by teachers' unions, and the decline of the education standards has led to a change in view of vouchers from many who used to oppose them, now that they see that they work pretty well. In the meantime, the educational activists continue to prevail with Democrat leaders. In late May, Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger, who ran on being a moderate, continued her radical shift to the left with an appointment of an LGBTQ activist who pushed back against efforts to bar biological males from girls' bathrooms to the state advisory board. The use of the voucher system has been fiercely opposed by the teachers' unions. The decline of the education standards has led to a change in the view of vouchers, too. And the state boards have continued to undermine gifted and talented programs and other educational advancements despite poor testing results. Arkansas shows that what can be done by focusing on creating choices and incentives for excellence in education. The big question is, will Oklahoma follow? 405-608-4377. We just heard all about the concert in the park. Well, I will broadcast live on location tomorrow from 4 until 7 at UCO's Mitchell Hall Lawn. Coming up this weekend, it's Liberty Sprint in Mitch Park. And I'm here along with the Liberty Sprint chairman, and that is Jason Witt. And Jason's also got a co-host who's with him on Freedom 96.9. Jason, we're just about ready to start the race.
We've got signed up about 380 to 400 runners, and we still have another 4 days. So, yeah, it looks like the weather's going to be great, so we're excited.
This is a 5K race, so 3.1 miles?
That's correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a 5K. We're hoping that maybe in the future we can push that to a 10K, but we're at 5K this year.
Yeah, and I know that the route is it the same route as last year?
Yeah, that's correct. It's through Mitch Park. So it's a full lap around Mitch Park in Edmond. Mm-hmm.
And I've run Mitch Park, so that's a good run, and the scenery changes, and you're never at a point where you feel like, oh, I'm never going to get there.
Yeah, it's got some nice hills, nothing too extreme, but a lot of trees, a lot of nice landscaping. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very almost like cross-country in a way.
Yeah, yeah. And when's the starting gun go off?
So it's at 8 o'clock. We'll start the 1 mile run first,
mm-hmm.
and we usually give them about 5 or 10 minutes to kind of clear out, and then we kick off the 5K just after that. So it'll be kicking off around 8 mm-hmm. to 8:15 ish.
So it'll still be kind of cool in the morning, and the weather that we've had has actually been kind of nice for runners.
Yeah, I think it's looking like it's going to be in the 80s on Saturday, and we're kicking off early, so we're going to beat the heat. So it should be fairly nice.
Yes.
And we'll be, yeah.
And that all benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. I incorrectly mentioned it earlier today, but Aaron yep. Hudgens is with us. And Aaron, are you in charge of the Travis Mannion Foundation here in Oklahoma?
Yes, I am, actually. I am the chapter president. I've been the chapter president for about 2 years now.
So tell us who Travis Mannion is and what the foundation does.
So Travis Mannion was a lieutenant, second lieutenant in the United States Marine Corps. He was killed in Iraq on April 29, 2007, while trying to pull two of his soldiers to safety. His family decided to build a foundation where they take veterans and families of the fallen, and we develop character in future generations through service and community.
And what kind of service and community?
So we do everything from raking leaves in someone's yard that can't do it, all the way to building foster care bags for kids going into foster care. We also work with a lot of the high school football, baseball, soccer teams, the youth mostly. But every one of our mentors are veterans, or they are a family of a fallen.
And I mentioned that
I just happen to be both.
Well, thank you for your service, by the way. And I know I mentioned that slogan, if not me, then who? That was kind of his Travis Mannion slogan.
Yes, it was. He was asked if, you know, if they, someone would push him down the stairs, his brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, you don't have to go back because he's already been once. And he told his brother that, this is at a Philadelphia Eagles game, mm-hmm. that if I don't go, somebody else will, and they'll be less experienced, so I mm-hmm. can't do that. And so that's where that motto came from, if not me, then who?
And that's the beneficiary of the big run. So in essence, you are running for a meaningful cause that is tied into the 250th anniversary of the founding of our nation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Aaron Hughes, are you running in the race?
No, I'd like to, but I got to run a whole lot of people going back and forth. I got a lot of volunteers.
Yeah, that's true. And unfortunately, I planned on running it. I've been having a little problem with my ankle, and I have to have an MRI on it. And the doctor said, lay off of it for a while. So I'm afraid I will not be able to run as planned. But Jason Wentz, you do have a lot of members of the Oklahoma Land Runners and other running clubs that are participating.
Yeah, we've got a few. The Oklahoma Land Runners is one of the bigger ones.
Yeah.
So we've had several group sign-ups. But, there's just people from – we get people from all around the region, from all over the state. We have people coming in from different states for Liberty Fest, and mm-hmm. a lot of times they'll drop in and run the 5K. So it's, you know, a lot of different people from all over.
And this is Liberty. This is the big Liberty Sprint. Starts at 8 o'clock, Mitch Park in Edmond, part of Liberty Fest, and the long list of festivities that are going on not just this week but next week as well. Saturday is the day. Now you are still taking signups until the day of.
Yeah, we will take signups. Obviously, you can go to libertyfest.org. You can follow the link there to sign up. And that'll stay open all the way up to the race, mm-hmm. or, you know, we've had people show up at the race and, you know, sign up and register at the race. So, I mean, you can always do that. It's preferred that you do it ahead of time through the website. But, yeah, we'll have it open all the way up until the race starts.
Jason Wendt is with us, and the Liberty Sprint is going on this Saturday at Mitch Park. It's a 5K, not only to celebrate the Liberty Fest 2026, but also the Travis Mannion Foundation. Is this the biggest fundraiser, Aaron Huggins, that you do all year round?
It is for Oklahoma, absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is the one that we get all our volunteers geared up for, and we do a lot of prep work to make sure that we make this event one to remember. So, yes, this is our biggest one.
And, Jason, when is there a particular package pickup that people need to observe?
Yeah, once you get signed up and registered on the website, we're having our packet pickup this Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at a store in downtown Edmond called the Native Summit.
Mm-hmm. Know it well. It's there on Main Street.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Great store.
Yeah, and that's part of Liberty, the Liberty Sprint, which is also part of Liberty Fest. Jason Wendt is the chairman. Aaron Huggins is the chairman also of the Travis Mannion Foundation in Oklahoma, who benefits from the big race that's coming up this Saturday. Hope to see you there. And gentlemen, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
And thank you for joining us on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. I noticed this just the other day. One of the corporate owned dealerships in the metropolitan area is downsizing because they're not selling enough of one type of their vehicle. And I guess they're selling more of the other type, so they decided they're going to put all their efforts into that other type. Like I said, it's like an ice cream salesman saying, yeah, we've got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, and we're not selling a lot of strawberries, so we're just going to not sell it all together and sell more chocolate. Oh, yeah, what about the people who come in and want strawberry? That's where a family-oriented business and the nonsense that is corporate thinking is a family-oriented business is better to do business with because of this. They don't have that corporate idiocy in their brains. And locally, when it comes to buying a car, it's the Frontier Auto Group. They've been a trusted finance and franchise dealer since 1936, and they will help continue that support and that trust. You got to check engine light. They'll see what it's all about. Low tire pressure, same thing. Weak battery, recall, or safety issue, your car will tell you, and they will check into it at no charge. And by the way, they do all that during their regularly scheduled service visits anyway. So it makes sense to do business with a small-town dealer a lot of times with a lot of things. 405-262-3355. Your car is one of them. FrontierMotor.net. Frontier Auto Group, Canadian County's number one auto dealer.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Your favorite new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs are at Vance Auto Group in Guthrie, Miami, and Woodward as well. The Vance family takes pride in having one of the highest repeat customer percentages in the region. Perhaps that's because they refuse to use high-pressure sales techniques. Instead, they offer friendly, family-like sales and service with a plethora of new Fords, Lincolns, Buicks, GMC, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevrolets. So if you're shopping for a new Ford, Lincoln, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Chevrolet, Vance Auto Group has them all at the best prices. And every new and many pre-owned vehicles come with a free engine, transmission, and other powertrain components guarantee. Good for as long as you own the vehicle. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
With approved credit, see dealer for lifetime guarantee details.
John Vance Auto Group.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Lots of headlines and lots of news. It's my job to get you through it so you know what's going on. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live right here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. And as always, as the breaking news happens, I will give it to you live. So stick around and tune in 11 to 2 weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9.
Lee Matthews with the drive. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9. Are you willing to pay more sales taxes for a new jail? Drummond can't insert himself into any lawsuit that he wants. And Trump went to the rhinos today and gave them a dose of their own medicine. They did not like it. What do you think? 405-608-4377. John is in Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on, sir.
Well, I appreciate you, and thank you for taking my call, sir.
Sure.
Good one for Trump, man. He put it right up there, wazoo.
Yes, he did.
I just love that guy. Thank God for Trump. He saved all them children.
Yes.
All the children. That's the main thing. The thing about ID and everybody getting jobs, mm-hmm. Naturalization Immigration Act, Reagan passed it, mandatory car insurance back in the 80s. When that hit, I lost my wallet, okay, and I had my driver's license. I took my driver's test to Kansas. My mom helped me take it. But I had to get my driver's license. I had to get a Social Security card. Thank God I had a copy of a birth certificate. I could still show that to my employer. But if I didn't have a Social Security card, they would let you give them the number mm-hmm. for a week or so, and then you had to have that card.
Yeah.
Or you had to show proof when you get your application. They show you, they give you a piece of paper saying, you know, you can show this to your employer. Well, that's how they get around it. The people that don't have that citizenship, they can just tell them a number, and that's where all them illegal numbers come from. Yeah. They don't have to show them a card. And, you know, I don't want to say this, but you know what, man, I just don't think it's right that these companies and everybody that's hired somebody like that, I think, you know what? Shame on you, man, because you put a guy like me out of work, you know, and gave them. I got fired on my 37th job. I was 37 years old on my birthday. I asked my boss for a raise. I was making $9 an hour. We were painting million-dollar houses, you know, and he wouldn't even give me a $10 an hour. I was trying to buy a car. You know, I was trying to do this. I didn't have a driver's license. I had my driver's license again.
Mm-hmm.
I had problems with it in California. I finally got it back when I came out here, but I ain't had a ticket in 30 years. The point is, you couldn't get a job without two forms of identification. Yeah.
Well, and you realize the illegals are buying this information from coyotes that help get them across the border. When they give them these fees to get them across the border, it's not just for transportation. They give them a fake Social Security number so that they can get all that stuff that you're talking about.
But it's been going on for years.
Yeah.
4 years. It ain't just the last 4 years. It's been going on since I've been trying to support. When I was a young guy, when I first started out, when I first married my wife and my son was a baby, we left California. I was born there.
Yeah.
I left there. I couldn't get a job anymore.
And now everybody else is leaving there. And hopefully they're not coming here.
We've got to turn them. We'll turn them back to Republican.
Yeah.
People from other countries give them a what to about how good it is here. God bless America. Happy 250th birthday. I love you guys. Have a great day and have a great evening, sir. And
thank you, John, for joining us this afternoon. You are wrapping up The Drive with Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. Tomorrow, live at the Concert in the Park at the campus of UCO. Come by and see me in person. Get some free ice cream, patriotic music. Family way to celebrate the 4th of July. Joe Pags is coming up next. Aaron Brillback drives you to work tomorrow morning.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.